Good Thursday morning. Welcome into Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio, the day after Christmas. Seems weird. JT is here with me, and it was a big night and day in your house. It is. Wednesday is tough for Christmas, it seems. Like, it's nice if you can have it on a Monday or a Friday.
In the middle of the week.
Yeah. There was a lot of traffic out this morning when I was coming in. I suppose people had late Christmas celebrations and were headed home.
What time do you get here? Two in the morning?
2:30.
Yeah. Okay. There wasn't a lot of traffic when I drove in.
Wasn't there? There was,
about 4:30.
Because, some days I do encounter quite a bit of traffic, but other days not. But there was a pretty good flow of traffic moving in both directions.
There's one car that blew by me, and I was like, where do you need to be? It's 4:30 in the morning.
Like totally, somebody totally smoked me about 3 months ago on the interstate with their lights off. It's one of those little yup-yup cars. Mm-hmm. Didn't even see it coming. Didn't hear it till it got right up to me. And it's just like, what a dummy.
Yeah, no, he flew past me. And I was like, must be late for his, I don't know, gym appointment or something.
Checking in with the sheriff's office or something. I don't know. You shouldn't be driving too fast out there. It is a little slick out there. It's not awful, but it's kind of what we've been seeing with that fog and frost and a little bit of mist out there. So I wouldn't use your cruise control.
Yeah, a little bit of melting too.
Yeah.
It's a little wet in the parking lot.
Yeah. So just, be a little apprehensive on your driving. Just be a little careful. So Santa came yesterday, I would imagine, or maybe for 2 days, or how did
he
that
did.
Work out? Yeah.
We were at my mother and father-in-law's on Christmas Eve, and then we spent the night and woke up on Christmas morning and had some pancakes. It's kind of their tradition, like PJs and pancakes.
Okay. I like that.
Although I didn't wear my PJs, I just got dressed, and then my wife is like, my dad's wondering if something's the matter. And I was like, no, I just want,
you
like...
You didn't want to get behind the pajama thing.
I just wanted to get dressed.
And Dave is hanging out in his jammies,
yep.
And you're all dressed
Everyone was
up.
In their jammies. I was wearing jeans, at least.
Oh, there you go, your pair of jeans.
And then we went over to my sister's yesterday and spent some time with both of my sisters and my mom, and... It's fun. It was so funny. Oli, at my mother and father-in-law's Christmas Eve, they got to start opening some presents.
Mm-hmm.
And Ivor opened this giant box. His box was huge. And Oli's like, why is this box so big? Why does he get such a big present? So Ivor opens up his present, and it's this like trampoline thing.
Oh.
That my wife thought that he needed.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, great.
Good exercise.
So he's like, oh, that's cool. Oli opens his box, and this is literally what he said. Oh, all I got were some clothes. I forgot a trampoline. All I got were some clothes.
It
was so
kids.
Funny.
You gotta love kids and their honesty, right?
Of course, he got other stuff, too.
Did he get his something Cars related, right? Wasn't it Cars that
he
wanted?
Yeah, he's like really into monster trucks right now.
Mm-hmm.
Especially Gravedigger.
Okay.
So he got a remote control Gravedigger. That's what he wanted.
I bet that was just like, wow.
For weeks, he's been like showing everyone. Like, he'll like grab my phone and he'll be like, this is what I want for Christmas. I want a remote control Gravedigger.
Yeah.
Remote control Gravedigger.
Yeah.
So he got that and he was pretty excited.
I bet he was.
And then Ivor got an RC car too.
Okay.
So they're smashing it into the walls and stuff.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
Pretty funny.
We're just finally fixing dings and dents in our walls from Logan playing knee hockey and other stuff growing up.
How was your Christmas?
It was quiet because we had Christmas the week before at my daughter's in Chicago, so it really wasn't anything. I worked with you. Was I with you? Right. Who was I with?
Well,
I don't even remember.
You were with Janae on Christmas Eve.
I was with
Eve.
Janae, yeah. And so I got home at 9 and then... just kind of puttered around the house doing things. And Logan worked until 7 o'clock. So then when Logan got home, we had king crab legs, was kind of like
nice.
What we planned on having, and some special Swiss cheese potato recipe that I learned from our roommates, mom and dad, like 40 years ago. That's a family favorite.
That sounds good.
Yeah. And so it was like a late dinner for us. Normally I don't eat that late. But so it was just chill. And yesterday, watched the Timberwolves on TV, watched some Netflix documentaries, one on Whitney Houston.
You didn't watch any of the football games?
Nope. I watched
really?
The Timberwolves. Nope.
Did Logan, the boys?
Yeah, they were downstairs watching. It was hard because the NBA had basketball games on all day, too.
Right.
So it was like, do you watch football? Do you watch basketball? And I really wanted to see the Timberwolves because normally they're playing at night, 7 or 9 o'clock, and I'm usually not up that late.
It's kind of a fiasco at my sister's house because it's like, who has Netflix?
Oh, you could have called me. I could have given you my login.
Well, my sister from Iowa has Netflix.
Okay.
And my wife has Netflix.
Okay. So you were able to get in.
But my other sister doesn't. I don't think my mom does. Yeah. So they eventually got in, but
okay.
It was like passwords needed to be involved. And
so the ladies wanted to watch football or kids movies or what?
Well, football, I think, is kind of just an easy thing to put on.
Okay.
And my sister's husband was there, too, so I think he wanted to watch football.
So, yeah, a couple of you guys were there, though. Okay, yeah. I get it. Yeah, it was a big day for sports, and then all I heard, I didn't see it, but I heard people either loved Beyonce's halftime thing or they hated it. I saw so much chatter out there on social media.
I didn't watch the whole thing. I watched, like, half of it.
Yeah, I think, like, you know, there was people like, oh, she's not country and blah, 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 blah. And this is like a Super Bowl thing, not Christmas Day. And it's just like, but then there was other ones that absolutely loved it. It was kind of like mixed middle of the road. I saw so many different comments.
My wife loved it. She was like glued to it.
I'm not a huge Beyonce fan. I saw highlights of it, but.
Yeah, I guess I'm not either.
Mm-hmm.
But it's fine. Mm. I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah. Like I
said, what do you expect for a halftime show?
Yeah. It was a mixed crowd. People either loved it or they hated it. So,
and you didn't care?
No, I didn't watch it. Like I said, I just, you know, skimmed the reviews on social media.
If it was Whitney Houston, would you have cared? I know she's dead, but
I mean, Whitney was the greatest. If it was the Eagles, no. If it was, I don't know, maybe. I just wasn't interested.
I'm surprised that, like, for the Super Bowl, for instance, that they don't have, like, big country stars do the Super Bowl halftime show, like Garth Brooks,
yeah, it's been
or
kind of like
Taylor Swift, or
kind of been rap or old school
Morgan Wallen or
kind
something
of stuff in recent years,
right?
Yeah, who's it this year? Is it another rapper? I can't remember.
I don't even remember. We'll have to look that up.
Super Bowl performer.
I don't remember. Where's Austin?
Yeah, he knows everything.
Who's performing at the Super Bowl halftime show?
He doesn't know. I'm shocked.
I know it's some rapper that I don't care about.
That's what I said. I think it is, too, but I can't remember who it is. Huh. And Google's just bringing up, I wrote halftime Super Bowl, and it's just bringing up the Beyonce stuff. I don't need that.
Maybe nobody.
No. There was somebody announced. Is it Shaboozy? No, I don't think it's Shaboozy.
Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, is that
who
it is?
I like Kendrick Lamar.
Do you? I can't name a Kendrick Lamar tune.
He's got a lot of bad words in his songs, though.
Oh,
that's going to be interesting.
Cleans up his act for the Super Bowl.
Does anyone really care about the Super Bowl halftime show anymore?
Yeah, I think they do. I think it's always a thing. Some people care about the game. Some people don't care about the game at all, but they will watch just for the halftime show. Sometimes the halftime show and the ads.
It used to be the ads. Now nobody really cares about the ads.
Not unless they're really good. I think there was a few decent ones last year, if
it's
I
like
remember
they
right.
Release all the ads early.
I know.
So there's no suspense.
I don't know why they do that. Like, why not wait? That's half the fun. Like, let us see them.
Because that used to be the thing. It's mm-hmm. like, oh, man, we're going to have to watch the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. But, like, when do you go, like, refill your plate? Because you don't want to miss any of the commercials.
And now they're out, what, 2-3 weeks ahead
right.
of time or something like that? So you can catch them ahead of time.
Right.
All right, well, you don't have much sports today, but you'll have sports coming up in a few
okay.
minutes. The Timberwolves, I know, is one of the highlights. Checking out your WDAY radio news, a family of four from rural Horace was taken to the hospital Christmas Eve for treatment of carbon monoxide poisoning. First responders were initially told a juvenile was in and out of consciousness. When they arrived, they determined that both parents and two juveniles had symptoms consistent with carbon monoxide exposure. Extremely high levels of carbon monoxide were found in the home. Authorities are reminding all of us to make sure our heating systems are properly maintained and that we have working carbon monoxide detectors in our homes. A little excitement in the metro area yesterday. A moose was spotted running around. Many people were sharing pictures and videos of that moose running through downtown Fargo, near El Zago Golf Course, Matson Field in Moorhead. Police were keeping an eye on the moose, hoping it would find its way out of town. A Dilworth resident later posted on Facebook that he saw the moose pass by his property and head out of town. Did you see it, or did you see social media posts? It looked
a
young one.
I saw a post from Tony Gehrig, actually.
Oh, did you? Yeah, there was a lot of people sharing it yesterday.
You don't see a moose very often.
Yeah, every once in a while.
I didn't even know there were, how do you, is the plural for moose?
Mooses and meeses? Moose.
I didn't even know that there were moose
really?
In this area.
I think over my career, I've covered just like on the scene of covering incidents at least 3 times, but I've reported on moose, I bet a dozen, 15 times over the years.
We were in the Boundary Waters a couple summers ago.
Ooh.
And we went we went to this like little lake that nobody goes to because there had been like a forest fire in the area. So, mm-hmm. you know, it wasn't very picturesque. It was just a bunch of burned up trees. Yeah. But we went to this lake because we wanted to try it out. And I found this shed, this moose shed, like in the water.
Oh.
Like, 2 feet deep.
Oh.
I've got a picture of it. I was like, oh,
yeah,
this
you wouldn't
is so
want to
cool.
haul that back out with you.
This
that,
was so
that thing,
cool.
It probably weighed quite a bit, no?
A little bit. But I was like, I really want to take this home.
I bet you.
And my wife was like, no, put it back.
I didn't even know of something called shed hunting until our friend Tyler, I know you know Tyler, mm-hmm. He used to do that, or he does that with his family. I'd never heard of people going to look for antlers that deer or moose, in this case, have shed.
I really want like a big
moose
head.
Rack. I wonder a head.
Like the whole head.
That would be heavy.
I want it on the wall.
I bet Siri does not want it on the wall.
She refuses of my decorating tips.
Is your garage a man cave? Are you allowed to do whatever you want out there?
I think so.
Oh, he doesn't know for sure. He's going to try that, though.
I mean, I got a bunch of tools and stuff out there. I'm the only one ever in the garage.
So if you acquire a moose head, it may go up on the garage wall is what you're saying.
I'm not getting a moose head. I want one. I'll never get
but
one.
You're not going to get one. But yeah, I mean, moose do wander into town. We had one over by Fargo South. That was probably 20 years ago. That they had to put that one down. The students were honking and chasing it, and it was just a danger to people. I remember covering one over in West Fargo off what's Osgood neighborhood. I'm going to say Cheyenne, but the other way, Osgood neighborhood. That was probably, I don't know, 15 years ago. And then there was always one hanging out I-29 north of town. So they roam around.
Can't they be pretty aggressive too?
Yeah. You
like
don't
if they get angry?
Well, they're big and, you know, they get clumsy. And if you spook them, you can get trampled.
Did you have moose up where you grew up?
Not what, right where I grew up, but an hour north or Minnesota up by the Canadian border. We'd go there, too, to pick blueberries to sell. And I remember once I was picking berries, and all of a sudden here I noise, and I look up, and it was maybe like 10 feet away from me. There was a moose eating. I got out of there in a hurry. And I didn't know as a kid like just how dangerous that could have been if that moose would have
That's kinda cool,
taken
though.
Off towards me. It was very cool. It was super cool. But, yeah, you got to be careful. So just heads up, there's been a moose spotted. I think it was spotted the West Fargo area maybe a week or two ago, too. I saw some social media posts on that. So just heads up, it could be a moose running around the area. So you don't want to meet that out on the highway. That's never cool.
No.
All right. What do we have for sports action? I know we had a day filled with football and basketball
yesterday. Hey, T-Wolves, what a game.
Yeah, but it came down to the wire there. They almost didn't. They were way ahead, and then they started to slide.
Yeah, they led by as many as 28 points in the third quarter before the Dallas Mavericks stormed back to get back within one possession late in the fourth quarter. Anthony Edwards, though, drove to the rim, put in a layup to put the game out of reach. The Timberwolves beat the Dallas Mavericks 105-99. They are now 15-14. They visit the Rockets, the Houston Rockets, tomorrow night. The Minnesota Vikings are relatively healthy heading into Week 17. Safety Harrison Smith and cornerback Fabian Moreau were the only two players to miss practice with injuries yesterday. They made them practice on Christmas.
And I suppose you had NFL and NBA games. Why not make them practice, I guess?
Jalen Redmond was limited in practice due to a concussion, while five other players fully participated despite injuries. The Vikings host the Green Bay Packers on Sunday, and that game has been flexed. Kickoff is now at 3:25.
I usually don't like the later games, but last weekend I didn't mind the later game.
And the Wild are getting ready for their game against the Dallas Stars at American Airlines Center tomorrow night. The Wild snapped a four-game losing streak by beating the Blackhawks 4-3 on Monday. Minnesota is in second place in the Central Division with 46 points. They've got a decent record, 21-10-4. Tomorrow's game, puck drop at 7 p.m.
Yeah, last year they struggled, the Wild struggled, and the Timberwolves are on fire. This year it's kind of flipped. Mm-hmm. The Wild have been doing good, and the Wolves, yeah, not so good yet.
I'll watch the Vikings every week.
Mm-hmm.
I will watch Wild here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And the basketball, like never.
I really got into
playoffs, maybe
Timberwolves last year and part of the year before, just because they started to do really good, and I'm like, I better check them out.
I watched the T-Wolves in the playoffs,
mm-hmm.
like when they made that run last year. I watched just about every game.
Yep,
but that's about it.
Mm.
Like, sit down and watch an NBA game. I'm like, meh.
Yeah.
I got better things to do.
I used to be a huge, you know, I played basketball, huge basketball fan back in the day, but gave up on it. But like I said, just in recent years, I got back into the Timberwolves. If the games aren't too late, if they're 9 o'clock games, 9:30 games, yeah, I'm not having any.
You've been hanging out with Big Game James too much.
That's probably it. And Jace. Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much it. All right, decent weather here and then a cool down next week. Looks like partly cloudy today, 35 for our high temp, winds out of the south at 10 to 20. 27 our overnight low. Tomorrow, cloudy, chance of rain, 37 for the high. Southeast winds 5 to 10. Cloudy, 37 our high on Saturday. Partly sunny, 34 is our high temp for Sunday. Right now, it's cloudy. We have 30 degrees at our WDAY radio studios. High top I-29 in South Fargo. Winds out of the south at 18. If you are traveling this morning, for the most part, roads are looking okay. Western Minnesota, you will find on many of the roads, there's at least a little bit of light compacted snow. If you're traveling Highway 75 south of Moorhead, just be aware down to the Wolverton area. MnDOT maps showing some ice on the road. And then on the North Dakota side, I-29 south of Fargo, scattered ice. You get up around Harwood through the Hillsboro, Mayville area. You're seeing some scattered ice there, closer to Grand Forks. Wet and slushy. Seeing some snow cover. Let's see, the Buffalo exit or Castleton exit on I-94. And then you get over by Tower City all the way over to Steele. You will find some wet and slush-covered areas as well. And frost being reported up in the Devil's Lake Basin. So just drive with care. Not awful conditions anywhere, but little frosty out there in spots, too, so give yourself a little extra following distance. Road reports brought to you by Dave's West Fargo Tire and Service. 5:17, we're going to get your national news in from ABC, then a song of the morn and question of the morn coming up. Good Thursday morning. Welcome in the day after Christmas. Thanks for being here. We do appreciate it. JT hanging out with me this morning and our question of the morn, plain and simple. We want to know, how was your Christmas? Give us a call. Phone lines are open, 701-293-9000. You can email us, studio at WDAYRadioNow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. 529, Thursday morning, Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio, day after Christmas. So we want to know, how was your Christmas? Phone lines are open, 701-293-9000. Email studio at WDAYRadioNow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. We go to the phone lines. We find our friend Polly in Idaho. Good morning to you, Polly.
Good morning, Northerners. How are you?
We're doing pretty good here. How was your Christmas?
Not bad. It was filled with some service, as usual. And that was rewarding. Seeing the look in people's eyes and knowing that they were in the right place where they were at that particular moment. And I kept the doors open for them. I took over a gentleman's service position for the night so that he could spend time with his extended family. It's huge.
Yeah, that was nice of you to do.
Well, that's just things you have to do. I mean, it's not a necessarily want to or have to or... It becomes a natural part of your life. Just a secondary thing that you do.
Yeah.
When that happens, then the world opens up to you.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure.
I like what, is it Jay? Is it Jay that was talking about the moose?
JT.
Well, you know, you're lucky nobody, as far as anybody knows, nobody hit the moose. Because in Alaska, they have a lot of problems with that. And people die in accidents because they hit that moose. I mean, it weighs over 1,000 pounds.
Yeah.
These things.
Yeah, they're big animals, that's for sure.
Yeah, and then another thing about that, you know, he doesn't have to kill a moose to be able to go to a taxidermist and find out how much a taxidermist wants to charge. And he could have a moose head made for his man cave. And it's basically the same thing as a taxidermist doing it anyway out of a real moose. So
it doesn't matter how much it costs. My wife will never let it happen.
That's true. It doesn't go with the decor, even the garage decor.
That's bad. I feel for you, pal.
Bonnie's got a daughter that is basically
similar to his wife.
Just like my wife.
Very bougie, is that what we call them?
I guess so.
Everything okay. has to be just right.
Yeah, I tried to put some golf things up on the wall a number of years ago when I was married, and that didn't go over well. That went over as good as a Led Zeppelin. Mm. It just didn't happen. That, a lot of stuff had to come down.
Yeah.
I was surprised with it, and it was a surprise, all right. Surprised for me to get it off the wall.
There you go. Well, Paula, you have yourself a good day. Always good hearing from you.
Yeah, it's great hearing from you guys, too. Thank you for your music yesterday. I listened to it from about 2:30 in the morning until 6:30 in the morning.
Oh,
thank you.
Well, good. We're glad you enjoyed it. Yeah, our Christmas programming. So we were all able to have the day off yesterday.
Fun.
Pre-recorded stuff. Yeah. It is 5:32.
I'm Austin Erickson with your news. Fargo police pulled over a driver with their guns drawn Christmas afternoon. It happened it happened on westbound I-94 near the I-29 Cloverleaf. Five police cars surrounded a vehicle that apparently drove into the median, and officers had their guns drawn, putting a suspect in handcuffs. Crews responded to a Polk County fire on Christmas Eve. At 12:30 p.m., the Crookston Fire Department responded to Lowell Township, finding flames in an attached garage. Authorities say the garage has considerable damage and the house has smoke damage. A person inside the home wasn't hurt. The Polk County Sheriff's Office says the fire is believed to have started in the chimney of a wood-burning stove. A toddler from St. Paul is dead and his parents are being held on manslaughter charges. Police believe the one-year-old overdosed on some type of drug. They initially responded to a home on the report of a child not breathing. The child died a few hours after being rushed to the hospital. A Grand Forks family is calling for change following the death of their daughter in June for an alleged drunk driving crash. Nicole and Robert Lothain are selling shirts that read Justice for Katerina. Money raised will go to families in need at her elementary school, Nathan Twining. It will help toward paying school lunch balance and funding the color run, which was Katerina's favorite event. The Lothains say penalties for those who drink and drive aren't strict enough. The shirts are being sold online until the new year. We have a link on our website. A brand of cat food sold in a dozen states, including Minnesota, is being recalled after a cat in Oregon died of bird flu. Northwest Naturals has voluntarily recalled 2-pound bags of feline turkey recipe raw frozen cat food. The recall came after testing confirmed the cat food contained the virus. The Chabad Jewish Center for North Dakota will host a public menorah lighting in Fargo tonight. Hanukkah began at sundown on Christmas, so the event will take place on the second night of Hanukkah when a 9-foot menorah will be lit near Fargo City Hall. The ceremony includes entertainment, food, and drinks and crafts. And Minnesota is third in the U.S. when it comes to volunteering. That's according to AmeriCorps, who recently ranked volunteering in each state using census data. The organization says more than 1.8 million Minnesotans participated in volunteer activities in 2023. That puts the state's volunteer rate at 40.3%. Utah was number one overall with a volunteer rate of 46.6%. That's a look at your news. I'm Austin Erickson.
First with the news when you need to know. WDAY Radio.
Looking for partly cloudy skies today. 35 for our high temp with winds out of the south 10 to 20. 27 our overnight low. Tomorrow, cloudy, a chance of rain, 37 for the high, 37 or high on Saturday, down to 34 on Sunday. And then Dino saying we're going to start seeing some cooler temps as we get into next week. Looks like Monday, 28 for the high, Tuesday, 19, and only 14 for the high on Wednesday. Overnight lows around 0 to 5 above. So will it be January yet?
Next Wednesday.
Wednesday's January. Oh, yeah, because right. The new year. Yeah. So there you go. January temperatures, right? You get the colder weather like that.
It hasn't felt bad. Like,
it's been fine.
Yesterday I was out putting toys and stuff, all the Christmas presents in our car before we left my mother and father-in-law's. And I didn't even wear a coat. I just walked out there and it's like, oh, it's not that bad.
Yeah, it got a little breezy in the evening.
It did.
Yeah, that picked up a little. I didn't walk my dog yesterday.
Uh-oh.
I should have. I'll walk him today. Well, he'll walk me today.
You're a bad dog sitter.
No, he's getting a lot of love and attention, way more at our house. I don't know. I just wasn't feeling it. It was, I thought it was like that breeze was a little chilly. I don't know.
Did he get some king crab too? What do dogs eat on Christmas?
Yes, he did. And so did the cat. Just like, it was expensive. They weren't getting much. They each got a little itty bit. Well, actually, the cat got some. I wasn't going to give it to the dog, but then the dog decided that the cat's king crab was his.
Oh.
So he ate it. So then I had to give Zoe another piece, and then I gave Odin a, it was kind of like the slimier stuff, you know, mm-hmm. when she cracked the shell. That's what they got, yeah. And they got a greenie. He got a greenie, too.
We have that same thing going on at our house, except it's two kids who are fighting over things.
Food.
Toys and everything
mine.
Else.
They've Ivor, everything's mine, right?
Learn to whack each other now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Ivor will be like, mine.
Yeah.
And Oli will be like, Ivor, that's not yours. That's my present.
You need to share, but he hasn't learned that concept quite yet.
Yeah.
It's a work in progress.
And then they'll smack each other.
Yeah.
And then they'll cry.
Yeah.
Then my wife will be like, what's going on?
My kids were good. They didn't really hit each other. They would tattle. They would always tattle on one another. But Logan, I always let my kids play with pots and pans in the kitchen when I was busy because that's what my mom did when we were little until Logan decided to take a frying pan when he was two and he just whacked Bailey over the top of the head with it. It's like, okay, we're not using frying pans as toys anymore.
That's kind of funny, though.
Kind of. It hurt, though. He really walloped
her. I'm sure it did.
Probably when she paid him back years later, he was four. We still laugh about the story. He was standing at the bottom of the steps, and we had dilly bars in the freezer upstairs, and he wanted the dilly bar. And Bailey went and got him. He's like, throw it to me. Throw it to me. He says, this is a little athlete, 4 years old, standing at the bottom of the steps. She whips it down the steps to him, hits him right in the eye. He had a black eye for about a week.
Funny.
Bailey hit me with a dilly bar. Well, you asked her to throw it, so that's what you get, kid. That's life with siblings.
Isn't growing up is fun, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. You probably were really nice to both your sisters growing up. No,
you should talk to them.
There were seven of us, and there was like a 10-year gap from oldest to youngest. Oh, the oldest sister absolutely hated us.
Even yesterday at Christmas dinner, my sisters were like, you're annoying.
Oh, at this age still?
Yeah.
You were being annoying?
I'm a big brother. I'm supposed to be annoying.
I guess so. That's funny. I guess you never outgrow it. I was looking ahead. That's why I didn't know when next week was on the first. But I was looking ahead to next year. Christmas next year, Christmas Eve is Wednesday, and Christmas Day is Thursday.
That's still a little better. But
a little better, but still kind of
wonky. The same thing.
Yeah.
The smart ones took the week off.
I think so. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking it would have been nice to have today off just to clean up a little bit because we got stuff all over our house.
Well, you could have called Jace to see if he was ready to come back to work.
I'm not complaining about coming in. I'm just
no, I get
I'd
it.
Like to take the Christmas tree down and all that stuff.
And when you have little, see, we didn't even put up a tree this year because we were gone for Christmas.
And we just, we got home from my wife's family's yesterday afternoon and basically just dumped all the
everything.
Stuff in the entryway, all the toys and stuff.
But is Siri off today?
No, she has to work
today
and tomorrow.
I thought maybe she'll have it all cleaned up when you get home from work. That's not happening.
Then we went to my sister's, and then we brought more stuff. It's just there's just stuff everywhere.
Yeah, it is. It's weird having the holiday right in the middle of the week too. Oh, Hanukkah started last night too. By the way, I think out at City Hall is it tonight? They're going to be lighting the menorah.
You've got a menorah?
Yeah, I saw something on that.
I think they probably just twist the light bulb in.
I don't know. The Jewish Center of North Dakota is hosting a public menorah lighting.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Because don't they normally have a big menorah right down by the library there?
I think this is the one. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Or do they just plug in? I don't know. It's certainly not a candle.
Well, I think air quotes they're going to light it, but I think it's just a light bulb.
Yeah. It's still pretty cool, though. Yeah. I guess yesterday... Let me see. Christmas Day and Hanukkah. It was the first. It's a rare when they line up like that. It's very rare.
Interesting.
Yeah. I'll have to search for a story. I found something on that. 541, how was your Christmas? That's our Bonnie and Friends question of the morning. Give us a call, 701-293-9000. You can email us, studio@wdayradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Janet said it was over the top with gifts from her dear sister. missed mom and dad, so they have to make their own traditions now because her mom was Christmas. That's hard when you have somebody that's that Christmas person, mom, aunt, grandma, whoever it is, and you lose them and you have to start making new traditions. And I guess it's just the way things go in life.
Oh, my mom filled, like, talk about stockings.
Yeah.
Like, that's probably one of my favorite things to do is open the stockings because she, I don't know where she gets all this stuff. She finds the, like, craziest, looniest stuff and puts it in your stocking. Although my sister's made a funny. Mom's not a big Trump fan.
Yeah. Oh, so and they.
My sister stuffed these little Trump figurines in all the stockings. You should have seen my mom's face.
Mom wasn't too happy with
Where
that.
Where did those come from?
Because the stockings are her thing.
Yeah.
Oh, sisters, did she find out who
and everyone's like looking around, and then I see my sister like smirking.
Surprised you didn't get the blame for it.
I usually get the blame.
Because you're the odd man out, the boy in the family.
Yeah.
And all the girls gang up on you probably.
Yeah, she got us these little flashlights. They like extend like 5 feet.
Oh.
It's like a little pocket flashlight, but it extends.
Huh.
So like if you need to look for something in like a crevice.
Okay.
Okay, you're not. Do you think you don't think it's as cool as I do. It was cool.
No,
I was like, oh, this is nice.
I'm just trying to figure, like, is this super handy? It'll be.
Well, yeah, if you're looking for something. Like you drop, like, a screw down a
I've
hole
I've had
or
grabbers
something.
Before, like, if you drop something. Mm-hmm. You know those grabbers from the long.
Yep.
Grabbing those, but a flash. I guess.
My brother-in-law and I liked them.
Okay, so it's a guy thing. You guys liked it. Yes, let me see. Christmas started Hanukkah. First time in 19 years the two holidays fell on the same day.
Oh,
so it's pretty rare that happens. How was your Christmas? That's our Bonnie and Friends question of the morning. Give us a call, 701-293-9000. We're also going to get one of you qualifying today for the Desperado Vegas Dream Trip presented by American Security and Gate, brought to you in part by Frontier Airlines and Kingpin Social. Be listening for that special sounder with the phone number when you hear it. Be the right number caller, and we will get you qualified to win that. Still plenty of opportunities. We'll continue to get you qualified all the way through January 8th. And then we also have qualifying stops. The next one is coming up on Monday over at Kingpin Social from 3 to 5 p.m. Stop in during those hours and get yourself signed up. 544 right now, your national news and sports from ABC. 10 minutes in front of 6, Thursday morning, day after Christmas. Good morning to you. Thanks for being here this morning. Bonnie and friends, Bonnie Amistadi, JT hanging out. You guys are the friends. We love hearing from you. We want to know, how was your Christmas? Give us a call, 701-293-9000. Email studio at wdayradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. I know your mom's an artist, and Justine has posted on our Facebook page. Look at this picture.
Ooh, that is nice. Paint that?
Yeah. She says she finally got to give her family the gift she made. She did paint by numbers for all of them. This was one of the 10 she did. It was for his sister. It was her little guy on the beach.
Cool.
I am just blown away by anybody with artistic ability because I have none. My daughter gave me, I asked for a coloring book for Christmas, like an adult coloring book, just because I was like for white elephant gifts or whatever, Secret Santa. So she got me one and she bought markers that went with it. And I showed her a picture. She goes, Mom, maybe do it a little slower. You'll stay in the lines. You're kind of messy. I'm like, I was trying to get used to the markers.
So that's originally like a photo of her grandson that then she had turned into a paint by numbers and then she painted it.
Yeah.
Cool.
That is super cool. My daughter in the cities went to some paint-by-number thing where they print it like on a canvas or whatever they were painting on, and then you paint it. So that seems like something similar that Justine did there for family.
Art teacher mom would say that's cheating.
What?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Cheating?
Oh, yeah.
How is that cheating? I don't know. See, your mom's an
art
teacher.
Paint-by-numbers.
Well, this is like she made this, though.
It is cool.
I can legit do a paint-by-number thing. Like if I went to the that was a big thing when we were kids growing up. We bought a ton of those paint-by-number sets. That's about the only thing I can do, and I probably still go out of the lines.
My mom is so talented, and it's funny growing up, like anytime we had any kind of like art project, pretty soon mom would like take over. Well, you got to do this. You got to do this.
Oh, yeah.
Got to
do this. Yeah,
got to
tweak this.
And then at some point, I'm like, just standing behind her. I'm like, okay, just go ahead and finish Mom that up, over. Mom.
Can you draw or paint? Or
no, I appreciate art. I really like art. I feel like I'm not very artistic, though.
I'm not either.
Like, I'm not good. Like, I could maybe draw a little bit.
But
it wouldn't be up to, like,
talent.
It wouldn't be up to the standard of Mom.
Are you left-handed?
No, I'm right-handed.
Just asking for a friend.
My wife is
here.
Left-handed. You're left-handed, aren't you?
Yeah, and see, my mom's incredible with making, well, she doesn't anymore. Now she's 91, but, like, quilts and sewing and knitting and crocheting and repeatedly would try to teach me. And I had 2 years of sewing in junior high. My mom would have to fix all my stuff because it was so bad. She's tried to repeatedly teach me how to crochet and knit, and I can't get it. I'm the only left-handed one in my family. Everybody else, and I don't know if that's the reason why. Part of it's probably because I don't have any patience, but I can't do that either.
My grandma used to crochet all the time, too.
Yeah, my grandma, my mom.
I wish I knew how to do that. There's a lot of things I wish I knew how to do. Like, grandma used to crochet, and I always thought, oh, that's kind of cool.
Uh-huh.
But nobody else in my family does that. So mom's not going to teach me how to do that. And then my grandma also used to write everything in shorthand.
Oh, shorthand.
And
okay.
I always wanted to learn how to do that.
See, I had a class in, I think, ninth grade that you could take shorthand for a quarter or whatever. So I learned shorthand, but I don't remember.
Wrote everything in shorthand. Like, you pick up, like, a note and be like, what is this?
Was she, like, a court reporter or anything like that?
Did no,
she,
she's...
She just learned it in school?
She worked insurance. Okay. I'm not sure. Maybe that's why.
That's a lost art. I wonder how many people actually use shorthand anymore.
It was. You know, it's funny. My family, strong women, probably similar to your family, strong women in my family, and my grandmother went to college in Grand Forks, like a
That's
business
pretty
college,
impressive, yeah.
And then she moved to Washington D.C. and went to more college, That's... more business stuff. And then she worked insurance, and she was like, it was very rare for a woman to be working.
Well, those
like
are
that
trailblazers, yeah. Even to go to college, probably 40s, 50s, something like that for your grandma. Yeah, that's impressive. I'm looking at shorthand now. I bet I could pick it up again if I like worked at it and stuff. Because, like I said, we had a whole class on it growing up.
We didn't have that class available when I was.
It was typing and shorthand.
You had like a typewriter?
Electric typewriters.
Oh, interesting.
And that's funny because that was like in ninth grade, so probably like 1981. When I first started here in Fargo in 91, our newsroom still had electric typewriters, the same ones. They didn't even have computers yet, even though computers were available. They were still on typewriters for many years.
My elementary school did this like pilot program, and we were like the first class to do it. And it was like, instead of doing like normal like spelling lessons, we'd go sit at the computer and try to learn how to spell based on the computer, flagging what.
Yeah.
It was a complete failure. Utter disaster. They ended that after it was a one-year pilot program. It was like, this isn't working. And for a long time, I had to get like extra help with spelling. I was like a terrible speller for a while.
I giggle because I posted something on Facebook and it pops up on my feed every once in a while. Logan, when he was like in, I think he was like fourth grade or something, he was doing like instead of writing U, Y-O-U, he was doing a U. Mm. Like the teacher circled a bunch of words that he just used like shorthand.
That's how a lot of kids probably spell now because of texting.
Exactly. Though. Yeah. 701-293-9000. Good morning, friend. Who's this?
Hi, this is Adele.
Hi, Adele. How are you?
Fine. We enjoyed your Christmas show. We listened to it off and on all day. Looked like you guys put a lot of work into it. We're certainly glad that your companion there has survived miraculously, I would say. You know who does the show with you.
Yeah, Jace. And we're hoping he's back here within the month, hopefully.
Okay. Yeah. Well, he wasn't there. He wasn't there on your show yesterday.
Nope.
That wasn't him.
Yeah. So
that was someone else.
Our Christmas.
I never did.
Yeah. The Christmas special we actually recorded last year and we replayed. We tweaked a few pieces this year, but replayed it. So you did hear Jace's voice yesterday on the Christmas special.
Okay, that's how I got confused. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you had that same show a year before.
Yes, correct.
Parts of it. Yeah.
Parts of it.
Okay. Well, that's nice. Then you can reuse it.
Mm-hmm.
People like us have never heard it anyway. So, well, anyway, for us, Christmas was very different because it really is about going to Mass, especially enjoy midnight Mass, but we weren't able to go. But we had a different kind of Christmas, and it was kind of nice because we liked decorations, which we didn't get put up. We did get cards done, which is important, staying in touch with people all over the country that we know. And we really didn't even eat that many special foods. It was just kind of what we had here or what was given or brought to us, which was very nice. But one thing kind of nice is we have the octave of Christmas, so Christmas Day is a hot, everybody celebrates, but we still kind of celebrate in a sort of subtle, quiet ways all the way through, like New Year or even Epiphany, and then you don't have such an abruptness, you know. I just look at how the world, it's helter-skelter and busy, and then there's a big day, and then boom, it's right back to everything normal, and it's just so abrupt that I've kind of appreciated the sort of slowness of it, you know, and kind of drifts away then.
Yeah.
So that's our Christmas, a little bit different, I guess.
Yeah, and sometimes for different reasons, Christmas needs to be different. And I was a friend who's been dealing with some medical challenges, was all worried, and it's just like, you know what? It's fine. It's just going to be different this year. You can go back to how it was next year. It's like it doesn't have to be perfect in the same every single year. It's something you'll remember, even if you have to switch things up for a year or two.
That's so true, and that's something that I learned this year. I just thought I just have to do this or have to get that done, or it doesn't seem like it's Christmas, and that's not true at all.
Yeah.
And also, with these different questions you ask and so on, I got to thinking, too, Christmas, it changes. When you're young, you do certain things, and you have certain friends, and then you're married, or some people have children or grandchildren, or maybe they live, it changes. And that's a part of it we kind of, I never really thought about before, but it's, anyway, your questions and your show kind of brought that to light for us. So, but I'll let you go and wish everybody, well, I guess I'll still say Merry Christmas and certainly Happy New Year to everyone.
Certainly, you bet. You too. Thank you, Adele. It's always good hearing from you.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
You bet. It's 5:59. We're going to check in with WDAY Ag Director Bridget Radel. Austin Erickson standing by in the WDAY Radio News Center. We'll swing in there next.
I'm Austin Erickson with your news. Two people from Bismarck face charges linked to separate incidents of fraud involving their employers. Nicole Nelson was arrested for allegedly writing 44 checks for $88,000 to herself from Discover Health Chiropractic. Derek Henniger is accused avoiding cash transactions while working at Structural Materials Incorporated and pocketing $122,000. Both are due in court in April. One of the longest-serving state representatives in Minnesota history, Mary Murphy, has died following a stroke. She was 85. Murphy was the longest-serving female representative in Minnesota and the second-longest-serving lawmaker behind Hennepin County's Lyndon Carlson. Murphy served in the Minnesota House for her Hermantown district from 1977 until last year. Grand Forks Air Force Base will start the new year with $24 million in federal funding. The Pentagon approves money for a renovation project contracted by the 319th Reconnaissance Wing and allocated additional funding for an ongoing Space Development Agency contract tied to the Grand Forks-based Operations Center North. More than $14 million will be used for modernization project for dorm rooms. The remaining $10 million will help fund a network of military communication satellites. And a moose was spotted running around the FM area on Christmas. Many people were sharing pictures and videos of it running through Fargo near El Zago Golf Course and Matson Field in Moorhead. Police were keeping an eye on the moose, hoping it would find its way out of town. A person from Dilworth later posted on Facebook they saw the moose pass by his home and head out of town. That's a look at your news. I'm Austin Erickson.
First with the news when you need to know. WDAYRadioNow.com.
6:04, Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki joining us now on this Thursday morning. Good morning to you, Dino. Did you have a nice Christmas?
Had a great Christmas, yes. How about yourself?
Quiet in my house. We had early Christmas at my daughter, so it was just quiet, which was good.
Oh, wow.
JT's was a little more excite apartment filled with two little ones in his life.
We had fun, though, Dean.
Aww.
That's good. That's, you know, it's enjoy the time. Yeah, well, I still think Bentley's little, but enjoy the time when they're that age because, man, it's just, boy, when people say they grow up quick, they're not kidding. It's just like a snap of a finger.
I saw your photo of Bentley snuggled up on the couch waiting for Santa to show up. That was cute.
Oh, he woke up twice in the middle of the night. So,
Santa.
Dad had to be careful. Because I woke up once and he's like, oh, Dad, you scared me. I'm like, go back to sleep. He goes, Santa hasn't been here yet. I'm like, well, he's not going to show up if you stay awake.
That's so right.
Finally, I snuck out in the middle of the night while he was sleeping. Oh, but it was a good Christmas. Nice. Weather-wise, it cooperated, and we're pretty mild out there right now for this time of the year. We're checking in with temperatures in the low 30s. We're at 32 here at the studio. South winds gusting over 20. Now, it was kind of breezy yesterday. We did see some blowing snow on some of the roadways, producing a little slick travel. The winds are going to be a little lighter today, but temperatures still mild. We're 29 in Yulin, 31 in Moorhead, 28 in DL, 30 in Wahpeton, and 31 in Grand Forks. All these morning temperatures are about 10 degrees above where we should be for afternoon highs. Our normal highs this year are 21. Normal morning lows are 4, so well above normal. Temperatures today under a lot of cloud cover and a little patchy fog here and there, but nothing like we saw over the weekend. Wait, this is Thursday. God, you're right, Bonnie. Oh, man. Jeez, I know.
It's hard, isn't it?
It's like, all right, it's Christmas weekend. No, yeah. Wait. All right, nothing like it was earlier in the week. That's what I meant to say. Highs today, mid-30s with a south-southeast wind, 10 to 25. A little patchy fog tonight, but nothing too dense with lows in the upper 20s. And a south wind at about 5 to 15. And a storm system that's going to be passing to our south on Friday will bring us a few light rain showers into the area. Looks like towards mid to late afternoon with highs in the upper 30s. If you have any travel plans going into southern Minnesota and into northern Iowa, a half inch to an inch of rain out of this system as it passes to our south. Not good news for ice anglers down there or for snowmobilers. And then we'll quiet things down, but remain mild for the upcoming weekend, both Saturday and Sunday. Now, I think we'll see a little more sun over the weekend. Don't look for a whole lot, but we will see a little more sun over the weekend with highs in the mid-30s. Now, we do turn colder next week, and wait till you hear what I have to say about the following week.
Oh.
So that first full week of January. Some bitterly, bitterly cold air dives in from Canada. So I'll tease you now on that and have a little bit more coming up a little bit later.
Oh, goody. Something to look forward to, it sounds like. Well, it's January or will be January then,
right.
in the region here. So.
It is, yeah, no doubt. But, you know, I mean, these temperatures are well above normal. It'd be nice to see a little sun. It was funny. Bentley's like, Dad, does the sun ever come out here? I'm like, not this time of the year, buddy. Nah, you're not going to see a whole lot. I did some digging this morning, so I don't know. I mean, it seems like forever, but you remember last year, the big ice storm we had on Christmas? We had a boatload of rain, and then that changed over to an ice storm. Do you remember that?
No, but Sharon refreshed our memory the other day when she called in. They had a leaky roof at their church, so.
Yeah, we had over 2 inches. JT, do you remember that? See, I don't recall the big ice storm.
You know why I remember that?
Why?
Because we had all sorts of issues on the radio station because of the ice was affecting all the tower and the satellite dishes.
Yeah. So we had that last Christmas. So that makes this past weather event with the fog seem pretty minor. Where do you guys think we are at snowfall this year compared to last year?
Oh, we're way above it. I bet we're at 9.5 inches. I'm probably
for this year.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
No, wrong.
JT.
12 inches.
Boy, you split it in the middle, 10.3.
Okay.
Which is 7 below normal. But up to this date last year, we only had 5.
Okay.
So we've doubled last year's total. It's still well below normal, though.
It's fine. I haven't heard many complaints.
You really? See, I have.
You've heard people complaining about not enough snow. There's plenty of snow.
Snowmobilers. Hmm. No. Too much open area. Yeah, with the wind and it blows it. Yeah, we need some more for our snowmobilers.
Hmm.
But, I mean, if you want to buy a snowmobile, now's probably the time to buy it. People unloading them because they haven't been able to ride them in the last year.
Hmm.
So always trying to spin it positive here.
I guess. Well, I'm sure there's snow somewhere you'll be finding yet this winter that they can ride.
We're not done yet. No doubt.
All right. Thanks, Dino.
You got it.
Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki. It is 6:09. We're going to get your national news in from ABC. JT has a quick look at your sports and crashes in Veterans Honor Flight. They have another fundraiser coming up. We'll get all the details on that. 6:13, time now for a check on your WDAY Radio Sports with JT.
Bonnie was on the edge of her seat yesterday watching the Timberwolves game.
I watched the whole game yesterday.
The Wolves were up big. They led by as many as 28 points in the third quarter before the Dallas Mavericks stormed back to get back within one possession late in the fourth. However, Anthony Edwards drove to the rim to put in a layup, and he put the game out of reach. Edwards had 23 points and 10 rebounds in the win. They won 105-99 yesterday. The Vikings are relatively healthy. They'll take on the Packers on Sunday. That game has been flexed to 3:25. Safety Harrison Smith and cornerback Fabian Moreau were the only two players to miss practice with injuries yesterday. Yeah, they practiced on Christmas Day.
And that's crazy, but you got to get ready for that big game with the Pack. Should be a good game.
And the Wild are getting ready for their game against the Dallas Stars at American Airlines Center tomorrow night. The Wild snapped a four-game losing streak to beat the Blackhawks 4-3 on Monday. Minnesota's in second place in the Central Division with 46 points, 21-10-4. Tomorrow's game, puck drop at 7 p.m.
There you go. We're going to get one of you qualified to win the Desperado Vegas Dream Trip presented by American Security and Gate, brought to you in part by Frontier Airlines, Kingpin Social. When we draw, someone is going to win a trip for two to Vegas, flight included, hotel included, and $500 spending cash. You'll also get to see the Eagles at the Sphere. You get to bring somebody along with you, and you can continue to get qualified all the way through Wednesday, January 8th, our big giveaway party, and the winner will be announced at Elite Suite at Kingpin Social on Wednesday, January 8th, right around 5:30. Join us if you get yourself qualified. So be listening today for an opportunity to get qualified. It is 6:15, Crash, Veterans Honor Flight. Joining us in studio. Good morning to you, Crash.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me in.
You bet. How was your Christmas? That's our question of the morn.
Oh, it was a busy Christmas Eve.
You've got a lot of young people in your life, a lot of grandkids.
Ten
of them?
Ten grandkids and four kids.
Lots of noise? Plenty of noise?
Lots of activities. Lots of activities.
Grandpa's hoping for a quieter day today, is he?
I had one yesterday.
Did you? Oh, yesterday was quieter? Okay, that's good. Well, you guys have another fundraiser coming up. This one... ice hockey related, it sounds like, huh?
Yes, outdoors at the lights. It's Stars and Stripes Under the Lights, Essentia Health Plaza. It's going to be Sunday night. Game should start about 6:30. It's a goodwill donation to come in. All money goes to the Veterans Honor Flight. We're going to have a 50-50 raffle. We're going to have a small silent auction that's patriotic, and we're going to have our apparel there. It's going to be a good game because the Air National Guard Happy Hooligans are taking on the Minot Air Force Base Bombers.
Oh, cool. Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And a friend of mine sent me a picture on my post on Facebook about it, and he showed me a picture of the Minot Bombers winning the national competition between all the Air Forces.
Mm.
So they're pretty good then?
Yeah, they sound like they're pretty good.
And there's probably some trash talking going on behind the scenes too,
that's,
I imagine.
That's definitely started. I've heard a few, and then I was also told that the Bombers are bringing a whole crowd from Minot to come out and cheer on.
Did you guys do this last year too? As a
This is the first time. Yeah, the West Fargo Events puts on a winter classic every year with the high school kids, which nice little segue to Friday night. The Cheyenne Mustangs are going to wear special jerseys with an Honor Flight patch on one side and the Winter Classic on the other side. They're going to auction them off during the game. And all that goes to the Honor Flight, too. So that starts at 7 o'clock Friday night.
If we go to their Facebook page or website, The Lights, I'm sure we can find more information that way.
West Fargo Events.
What for those that don't know, when you said there's going to be a 50-50 raffle, what does that mean?
We're going to sell $5 tickets. You get 7 tickets for $5. And then when we get it all done, we add it all up. Half of it goes to the Veterans Honor Flight. The other half goes to the winner.
Ah, there you go.
Cool.
That's a good pot of money could be had there. They can fit quite a few people there at the lights.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of the guards coming down to watch it too. So we got the Bombers and the Happy Hooligans bringing a crowd.
That would be fun. I've not been there to watch a hockey game. I think it would be pretty exciting outside.
I've seen people out there skating, but I've never seen
right.
hockey.
Yeah, right. Same. Yeah. It sounds like fun. So this Sunday, 6:30?
Yep. Sunday, 6:30. And according to Dean, it's supposed to be nice out.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it is. it is. Yeah.
So get done with the Vikings game. You head out over to the lights.
34 degrees for a high. So probably by the time puck drops, probably, 28 degrees. But
yeah, that's pretty decent. I mean, it's pretty well surrounded. The whole rink is surrounded by buildings.
Well, so. Yeah, you just dress for winter. Put your boots on, your snow pants, your jacket, hat, gloves. Everybody's good. Yeah, bring some cash. So are you going to be walking around selling these tickets?
We'll be walking around selling tickets. Like I said, at the front door, it's a Goodwill donation. There'll be just a box there to throw some money in. There's four entrances. So
you guys are busy all the time, aren't you?
Oh, you don't want to know about January, February, and March. That's going to be insane.
Well, I know part of Frostival, that's the end of January, beginning of February, but there's a bunch of other stuff coming up as well.
Yeah, we got that soup cook-off January 11th.
The one that you roped Dean and I into? And, that wasn't too hard. It was pretty. Oh, was Janae coming too? I wasn't aware of that. Yeah, that was a pretty easy ask.
Yeah.
In Hendrum.
Yep. If you guys can't, you can't. I understand that. So we tried for Bridget too, but she was busy that weekend.
Okay.
And that starts noon on the 11th out at Hendrum at Maggie's Tavern.
Maggie's Tavern. That'll be fun.
Yeah, and I got a new raffle coming up, too. Wrigley's gave me a 17-cubic-foot freezer.
Oh?
Upright, garage-ready.
Okay.
Cool.
And I got about $400 in $100 gift cards coming from different butcher shops, too. So.
And you should have another Wild Rice Bar and Grill raffle coming up next Wednesday?
15th.
Not till the 15th?
Yeah, we would have been on the
1st. Oh, because of the holiday. Got it. That makes sense.
Yeah, the next weekend.
Yeah, I got it. All right. Well, Crash, thanks for coming in, and good luck. We hope you can draw a nice crowd there on Sunday night at the lights.
All right. Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
You bet. It is 6:20, Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio, Thursday. Just trying to keep everybody straight on what day of the week it is. Question of the morning, how was your Christmas? If you want to weigh in on that, you can certainly give us a call, 701-293-9000. Email studio at WDAYRadioNow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Well, the stores will be busy today, I imagine. People looking for deals and discounts.
Returning all those items.
Oh, and that. Like
that they don't want.
I don't know why you would rush. If I had something that I got that need to be returned, I would wait like 2 weeks or so.
Do you need to return anything?
No, I didn't get anything. No, that's not really true. It's not true. We did, like I said, the Secret Santas. And so my oldest daughter, Bailey, had me. And what she did is... she got me a bunch of stuff that'll be useful when we go to her wedding in Greece next year. So, like a plug-in because their electric voltage or whatever is different. Yep. So you have to have one of those things. She got me like an eye mask for on the plane. She got me a little tiny fan, which doubles as a white noise machine because she knows I like to sleep with white noise machine humming in the background. So stuff like that. And then my coloring book she got me. And
I do have one like return. That.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going today to return it?
No, I think I need to send it in.
Oh.
So my sister, she got, I'm really big into like trains.
Yeah.
So growing up, my grandparents around Christmas, they would always set up like a Lionel train set, right? Mm-hmm. So I've started doing that too. And my kids are into it.
I love
it. And so my sister's like, we drew names, so my sister got me and she's like, what do you want? And I'm like, oh, well, get me this little coal dumper train car.
Mm-hmm.
And so it like on the track, you like hit a button and it'll dump coal.
It. Yeah. Yeah. That's cool.
Well, so she got this for me. And yesterday I got home and got the kids to bed. You know, these aren't like toys.
They're big boy toys.
They're big boy toys. Yeah. You got to be careful with them. And I got it on the track and I was all excited and I hit the button and nothing happened.
Oh.
And I was like, what's going on? Why isn't this working? Check the track.
Yeah.
Check the wires.
Because they can be little buggers sometimes, those trains.
And then I started looking at it more closely, and like, there's a little gear that like dumps it.
Yeah.
And it's like stripped.
Oh.
So it came like broken.
Oh, weird.
So I was like so excited to like pretend dump my little coal on my little train last night at like 9:30. I was like, I should really go to bed, but I really want to play with this train.
Where does it have to go back to?
I don't know.
A local store in town here?
No, I gave my sister the link to a place that was selling it. And it was like, I should have known, it was like 50% off. They were doing some holiday special.
Oh, yeah.
So it was like normally like $100 and she got it for like 50.
Oh.
So now I'm going to send it in and hopefully they'll send me a new one. I don't know.
Or maybe you can go to like the model train store.
And is there a model train store?
Isn't
I don't
there?
Know.
I think you can get model trains places. Because I know there's like railroad hobbyists here in town. I thought there was one in Moorhead, but
there might
like
be.
Off of A Street. I'm not 100%
I'm only in,
sure about
I'm
that.
I'm only into model railroading like on the holidays.
Okay,
like
so
I set up a little track. And
you don't leave it set up then year round?
No.
Because the boys are too little.
We put it away.
Yeah, that's probably good.
Box it up.
Yeah, my brother had one, and a nice one. So you're talking a train set that would, like, they were made of, I think they were even steel. Like, they were heavy duty, probably from the, well, I suppose Lou was born late 50s, so they're probably from the 1960s. He was the only boy in my family, so my mom and dad gave his entire train set to some neighbors who had three boys.
Oh.
That thing would have been worth money mm-hmm. to have that now. I would have liked that, or I would have liked to have it for Logan when he was growing up, you know?
Yeah, these are a big deal, like a couple of the engines I have. I mean, we're talking like hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's, and not just the train sets, there's big boys like you who also do like remote control vehicles. I know that Ivor and Oli got remote controlled vehicles, but there's like some for big boys that are expensive. And then there's even like an RC club where you can belong to. But then, you know, you do jumps and then everything wrecks and then you have to have money and a real job in order to fix these things.
Yeah, Addison, who works here kind of behind the scenes.
Does he belong to one of those?
Well, he's like really into that kind of hobbying and crafting and RC stuff. We were talking about before I got Oli and Ivor their little RC cars. Mm-hmm. He's like, well, how fancy do you want to get?
Oh.
And he was telling me about all the different RC things. I'm like, no, we're foreign too.
Yeah.
We just need the Walmart version.
Yes, right, because they'll break. Logan had some drones, and it's like hit the ceiling and break. I mean, his first couple of drones he had, they were like $10 drones that we got at the mall or something like that.
Yeah, last Christmas, my brother-in-law gave me like a drone, and I flew it.
Into a wall.
Well, no, I flew it into my wife's plant.
Better that like, than her head.
And she's like, that's it.
She took
put it away.
She took your drone away. Hmm.
We've never used it again.
Oh, my goodness. They can be fun, but probably best to be used outside, maybe.
Yeah. I don't know. It was fun for, it was like one of those, like, it's fun for 15 minutes, and then you're, like, probably never going to use it again type fun.
I don't know. I think that would be cooler. Like I said, the remote control cars, like, my neighbor Adam has one. Well, he's got a couple of them, but you're talking money invested in those because he belongs to that little RC club or whatever it's called. And
yeah, there's a neighbor boy that's got some fancy RC cars, and he's got little ramps and stuff, and he'll go out in the street because there's not a lot of traffic in our neighborhood.
That's what our neighbor does too, and they're like a couple $100, and then if you do a jump and
or
things
more.
Break, and then you have to replace these, it's kind of an expensive hobby. You need a real job if you're going to do this. Yeah, you don't want the kids playing with those things.
Yeah.
Nate says he had a great Christmas. He got to spend time with his grandparents. They took a road trip from Utah. And they're heading out before a snowstorm out west makes its way through Wyoming. So safe travels to your grandparents, Nate. I'm sure he's listening. He's always up early. That kid, he's up late doing games, whether it's the Force or the Redhawks in the summer, and then he's up early.
Up early listening to your show.
Yeah. Carrie says she's hosting her family today. Doug said it was nice and quiet. It sounds like you must have got home for Christmas then, Doug, our trucking friend. Crash, we just talked to him, Fast and Furious. Dave says, not over yet. He must be coming this weekend to town from Grand Rapids. Says it's his daughter's family weekend. Ours started the weekend of the 15th. Wow, they stretch Christmas for
I'm sure there are a number of family Christmases this weekend where it's just impractical to travel in the middle of the week for a day or something if you have to work.
I thought it was weird. My daughter and her fiance went to his grandma's Monday in Iowa, so they had to drive from the cities. It was a 2.5 hour drive to wherever grandma lives in Iowa on Monday. I'm like, that's kind of an odd day. She goes, well, Kieran, her fiance, was off from the bar. He manages a bar restaurant. He was off, and then I guess it worked out for their family. So
I suppose then on Tuesday was Christmas Eve, and you do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and then they floated back for his other side of the family because he's got a split family, so it was his mom's side of the family when they got back to the cities. But yeah, you just make whatever work. And for us, we went and had Christmas in Chicago, so it worked for our family because Carly and Milos and Zara head to Serbia tomorrow night.
So you basically did nothing yesterday, just
hung
out.
I know, and I didn't take a nap. I didn't walk my dog. I just watched Timberwolves, and I watched Netflix movies, and I should have been able to sleep good last night, and all I had was going through my head was Christmas songs over and over and over again.
I ate some of those Chewy Louis you made yesterday.
Did you share with your wife and your children any of the cookies?
Well, you know, my wife is not really into the treats that much.
Yeah.
And I did. Oli really liked the Chewy Louis.
Did he?
He really liked them.
That's good.
Ivor, he's two. He liked the chocolate.
Yeah.
That was like wrapped around the pretzels. Yeah, so he got that all over all over his face. And then I found like half a Chewy Louis on the floor.
Yeah, it sounds about right for a two-year-old.
It's like, you can't be wasting these, bro.
No, mine. So did you hide the rest of them?
I did.
There you go. Smart man. It is 6:31. Thanks for being here this morning. We are Bonnie and Friends. Bonnie Amistadi, JT hanging out in studio with us this morning.
I'm Austin Erickson with your news. Fargo police pulled over a driver with their guns drawn Christmas afternoon. It happened on westbound I-94 near the I-29 Cloverleaf. Five police cars surrounded a vehicle that apparently drove into the median, and officers had their guns drawn, putting a suspect in handcuffs. Crews responded to a Polk County fire Christmas Eve. At 12:30 p.m., the Kirsten Fire Department responded to Lowell Township, finding flames in an attached garage. Authorities say the garage has considerable damage and the house has smoke damage. A person inside the home wasn't hurt. The Polk County Sheriff's Office says the fire is believed to have started in the chimney of a wood-burning stove. A toddler from St. Paul is dead and his parents are being held on manslaughter charges. Police believe the one-year-old overdosed on some type of drug. They initially responded to a home on the report of a child not breathing. The child died a few hours after being rushed to the hospital. A Grand Forks family is calling for change following the death of their daughter in June in an alleged drunk driving crash. Nicole and Robert Luthain are selling t-shirts that read "Justice for Katarina." Money raised will go toward families in need at her elementary school, Nathan Twining. It will help toward paying school lunch balances and funding the Color Run, which was Katarina's favorite event. The Luthains say penalties for those who drink and drive aren't strict enough. The shirts are being sold online until the new year. We have a link at WDAYRadioNow.com. A brand of cat food sold in a dozen states, including Minnesota, is being recalled after a cat in Oregon died of bird flu. Northwest Naturals has voluntarily recalled 2-pound bags of feline turkey recipe raw frozen cat food. The recall came after testing confirmed the cat food contained the virus. The Shabbat Jewish Center for North Dakota will host a public menorah lighting in Fargo tonight. Hanukkah began at sundown on Christmas, so the event will take place on the second night of Hanukkah when a 9-foot-tall menorah will be lit near Fargo City Hall. The community ceremony includes entertainment, food and drinks, and crafts. And Minnesota is third in the country when it comes to volunteering. That's according to AmeriCorps, which recently ranked volunteering in each state using census data. The organization says more than 1.8 million Minnesotans participated in volunteer activities in 2023. That puts the state's volunteer rate at 40.3%. Utah was number one with a volunteer rate of 46.6%. That's a look at your news. I'm Austin Erickson.
First with the news when you need to know. WDAYRadioNow.com.
6:34, time now for a check on our forecast with Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki.
Good morning. How are you guys doing on this post-Christmas?
Yeah, we're doing good. We're just trying to keep the day of the week straight. It's just because Christmas was Wednesday, it seems like today should be Monday when we know it's not. It's right. Thursday.
So I got a question for you guys, and I know a lot of families that go through this. Is there drama in your family when everybody gets together over Christmas?
No.
No?
Not even on my other side. No.
JT?
No, because they've like cut out all the drama.
Oh.
Like my...
See, that's smart.
My mother and father-in-law, it was just them, my wife's sister and her husband.
Right.
And then us. So it was small. We didn't have like a huge family thing.
Gotcha. Okay.
Is there drama at your house?
Not at my house, but in the fam. Like, so I got a phone call from my sister, and then I got a phone call from my nephew, and it's funny because my nephew, he's like my younger brother, and he calls me up last night. I can't tell you the story on air. I'll tell it to you off air. It's kind of funny, but he says, "Well, it wouldn't be Christmas without some kind of drama."
Oh,
I'm like, "What happened?" He's like, "Jake, that's his son." He goes, "We're in the emergency room." I'm like, "Oh no, what did he like?" He reminds me a lot of Bentley. Always into something, you know, typical boy, always into something. He's like, "Yep, we're in the ER." I'm like, "Oh no." And he told me what happened, and I had to chuckle. I'm like, "Oh man." I said, "You'll look back on this and laugh. Don't worry."
Wow.
He's okay. That's the good news. He's okay. But, boys will be boys. That's for sure.
Yes.
Oh man. Well, we've got a lot of clouds around. Throughout the area for today, we're starting out the morning on the mild side. In fact, temperatures hovering right around that freezing mark. So if you're going out and about, watch the roadways at least early this morning. Still a little bit of slippery travel out there and some patchy fog, but nothing widespread. We're at 32 degrees at the studio and 29 in Yulin. Moorhead, you're at 31, 28 DL, 30 in Wahpeton, and 31 in Grand Forks. Now, there's some clearing of the skies, or at least partial clearing, out to the west of the valley. That's going to try and move eastward towards the valley. We'll start off with cloudy skies and then turn partly to mostly cloudy as we head into the afternoon. Now, Lakes Country, you're probably not going to see squat for sunshine. You're going to be stuck in the clouds all day. A little breezy today, south-southeast 10 to 25, but highs in the mid-30s. Tonight, we'll drop off into the upper 20s, a little patchy fog again. And then Friday, a storm system to our south will start to move northward. This is going to spread a few rain showers. Yeah, that's right, rain showers into the area as we head into the afternoon. This is nothing widespread, just a few light sprinkles or a light shower with highs in the upper 30s. And then the weekend, it looks like we'll see a little more sunshine. Not much, but a little bit. We'll take what we can get with highs in the mid-30s. And then next week, we start a slow cool down. We'll start off next week in the 20s. And by the end of next week, according to the LRC, a major storm system is expected to develop in the Central Plains somewhere around January 6th or so. That will sweep northeastward. Now, I think that one will stay to our south. But what's important is behind that system for the following week, so January, let's say 7th through the 15th, a major dump of Arctic air is going to hit the northern and central plains where we could see nighttime lows 15 to 25 below. Mm. So
is there snow in there too, Dean? Or?
There's a little bit of snow possible for our area. I think the main snow is going to hang to our south with the big system around the 7th. We'll be keeping an eye on it. There is about a 30 to 40% chance that comes as far north as the Dakotas, but I think most of that will stay to our south. I think we could see a couple of clipper systems as the Arctic air dumps in. And again, if we get fresh snowpack, that Arctic air will be enhanced. If we have the, I call it old crusty snow that's out there now, it won't be as harsh. But regardless, the coldest air of the season, again, when you're talking nighttime lows 15 to 25 below, and again, it's nothing we haven't seen, but it's the coldest air so far this season that's ready to come in after about the 7th of the month.
Gives us something
of next month. Yeah.
Something to complain about anyway.
Well, you know, you got to have something to complain about.
I guess.
Right?
You're always full of good news, Dean.
I'm full of something, buddy. I'm full of something. That's for sure.
For sure. Well, it's January. I'm a January baby. No surprises if it gets cold in January.
That's exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. No big storms in sight, at least for our area. But if you have any travel plans going south towards around that 6th through the 9th frame, keep up to date on the forecast. The LRC has something pretty big painted in the central plains, possibly moving into the northern plains, but I think it's going to hang to our south.
All right. Dino has another weather check coming up about 6:45. It's 6:39. Time now for your national news from ABC. We'll also check in with the American Ag Network. 6:44. Time now for a check on our WDAY Radio Sports with JT.
The Minnesota Timberwolves averted disaster yesterday. They pulled away from the Dallas Mavericks and won 105-99, but it got close. The Wolves led by as many as 28 points in the third quarter before the Mavericks stormed back to get within one possession late in the fourth quarter. Anthony Edwards drove to the rim, though, to put in a layup to put the game out of reach, and then Bonnie could go to bed.
Mm-hmm. It was early yet, though. I couldn't.
What time was that game?
Was it 1 o'clock? One. It started a little bit later, 1:30-ish. Yeah, it was supposed to be about 1:15.
Well, that's about your bedtime, isn't it?
No, I couldn't sleep. I was up until midnight last night. Why not?
The Wolves have improved their record to 15-14. They visit the Houston Rockets tomorrow night. The Minnesota Wild are getting ready for their game against the Dallas Stars at American Airlines Center tomorrow. The Wild snapped a four-game losing streak by beating the Blackhawks 4-3 on Monday. Minnesota is in second place in the Central Division with 46 points. They have a 21-10-4 record. Tomorrow's game starts at 7 p.m. And the Vikings coach, man, what's up with him?
What's he doing now?
He made the Vikings practice on Christmas.
Oh, well, they have to get ready for the pack. That's why.
They're headed into Week 17. They will take on the Green Bay Packers on Sunday. Kickoff has been flexed to 3:25. It's the game of the week. Safety Harrison Smith and cornerback Fabian Moreau were the only two players to miss practice with injuries yesterday.
That's
Do you think they actually had injuries, or were they like, it's Christmas, we're not practicing?
No, they probably
My didn't. Foot hurts.
Maybe. Nah, I think they probably
I bet.
Been there.
I bet it was a short practice, though.
Probably. Just go easy. But yeah. You got to be ready for the pack.
It better be.
It better be is right. 646 Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki with another check on your weather next. 648 Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki is here now with another check on our weather. Dino.
And a lot of clouds around today, guys, with winds not as strong. Still out of the south between about 10 and 20. But not as much of a deal with blowing snow like we had yesterday and the day before. But still, quite a bit of cloud cover, at least to start off the day. I do think we'll see a few breaks, especially west of the valley. But I think we'll see a few breaks for sunshine as we head into the afternoon. A little breezy with highs in the mid-30s with those south-southeast winds, 10 to 25. A few rain showers come into the forecast. They'll be light tomorrow afternoon. But temperatures all the way through the weekend remaining well above normal. Our normal highs this year are in the low 20s, and we're looking at temperatures in the mid to upper 30s through the weekend. So we'll melt away a little bit of this snowpack, and I still don't see any major storm systems heading our way for at least a week, if not longer. So still kind of a quiet, quiet weather pattern.
All right, Dean's Weather This Hour brought to you by Schmidt's Gems, the hardware store for women. Make Schmidt's Gems and Fine Jewelry your diamond destination, locally owned with in-house custom goldsmiths. Schmidt's Gems and Fine Jewelry at the corner of 42nd Street, 32nd Avenue South in Fargo. If your business has a fence or gate project you want to get done in this coming year, then you need to see American Security and Gate in Fargo. Put $200 down before February 1st, and you will save $1,000 on your project. They've done many in the area. You can see their work like Rowe Farm, Yunker Farm, Rendezvous Park, and the Pelican Rapids Aquatic Center, just to name a few. American Security and Gate in Fargo uses the strongest, toughest American-made products to make sure your place is secure. As the largest fence company in the Midwest, American Security and Gate has been helping secure companies like yours for over 60 years. So get your gate or fence project in your budget for 2025 and save $1,000 when you put down $200 before February 1st. They're just a click away. You can find them online at fencecompanyfargo.com. And American Security and Gate, one of the sponsors of our Desperado Vegas Dream Trip. And we're going to be getting one of you qualified for that coming up sometime this morning. So be listening for an opportunity. It was on this date in entertainment history. This band released this song. It reached number 6 on the Billboard charts. This band was really big, but their popularity waned when other acts like Elvis, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Little Richard began to dominate the charts. We'll tell you who it is in Music Flashback. That's coming up in a couple of minutes here, right around 6:56. 6:50, we head back to the American Ag Network. 6:53, thanks for being here. We're Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. It was on this date in 1970. He was the first Beatle to score a U.S. solo number one hit. Who is it? Find out in Music Flashback. That's straight ahead. 1955, Decca Records released See You Later, Alligator by Bill Haley and his Comets. The song reached number 6 on the Billboard charts.
Between 1954 and 56, the band had 9 top 20 hits, including their biggest hit, Rock Around the Clock, which reached number 1. Their popularity waned when wilder, sexier acts like Elvis, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Little Richard began to dominate the charts.
They were good, though. 1966, the Jimi Hendrix Experience played an afternoon show at the Uppercut Club in London. He was billed as the American top soul singer. On the same day, Hendrix wrote the lyrics to Purple Haze while in his dressing room.
Rolling Stone calls him the greatest guitarist ever. It puts Purple Haze number 2 on its list of 100 greatest guitar solos of all time. Chuck Berry's Johnny B. Goode is ranked number 1.
Oh, that's cool. Here you go. 1970, George Harrison started a 4-week run at number 1 with My Sweet Lord. That made him the first Beatle to score a U.S. number 1 hit.
The song was originally intended for Billy Preston. Harrison is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame twice as a solo artist and as a member of the Beatles. Rolling Stone puts him at number 11 on their list of 100 greatest guitarists of all time. The Quiet Beatle died of lung cancer in 2001. He was just 58.
Yeah. Weird but cool song. 1974, Helen Reddy went to number 1 on the U.S. singles charts with Angie Baby. It was her third U.S. number 1 hit.
The song was turned down by Cher, believe it or not. Reddy had 15 top 40 hits, including 8 number ones. She's known as the Queen of the 70s.
1981, AC/DC started a 3-week run at number 1 on the U.S. album chart with For Those About to Rock, We Salute You. It was a follow-up to their highly successful album, Back in Black.
It was their first U.S. number 1. The album's name was inspired by a book Angus Young read titled For Those About to Die, We Salute You.
Okay.
It was about Roman gladiators. The Australian rockers make Rolling Stone's list of 100 greatest artists of all time. They are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
There you go. Ah, yeah. Daughtry, Chris Daughtry, 45 today. He was the 4th place finisher on the 5th season of American Idol. I remember watching when he was taking part in the competition. Were you watching it too?
A little bit.
You were probably little. I don't even know what year. Well, he's not that old, so it wasn't within the past
I was in
15 years or
college
something.
College or
20 years ago, yeah. Maybe. Yeah, something like that. All right, and if you're having a birthday today, well, happy birthday to you too. We are WDAY Fargo. It is 7 o'clock.
I'm Austin Erickson with your news. Two people from Bismarck face charges linked to separate incidences of fraud involving their employers. Nicole Nelson was arrested for allegedly writing 44 checks for $88,000 to herself from Discover Health Chiropractic. Derek Henninger is accused of voiding cash transactions while working at Structural Materials Incorporated and pocketing $122,000. Both are due in court in April. One of the longest serving state representatives in Minnesota history, Mary Murphy, has died following a stroke. She was 85. Murphy was the longest serving female representative in Minnesota history and the second longest serving lawmaker behind Hennepin County's Lyndon Carlson. Murphy served in the Minnesota House for her Hermantown district from 1977 until last year. Grand Forks Air Force Base will start the new year with $24 million in federal funding. The Pentagon approves money for a renovation project contracted by the 319th Reconnaissance Wing and allocated additional funding for an ongoing space development agency contract tied to the Grand Forks-based Operations Center North. More than $14 million will be used for a modernization project for dorm rooms. The remaining $10 million will help fund a network of military communication satellites. And a moose was spotted running around the Fargo-Moorhead area on Christmas. Many people were sharing pictures and video of it running through downtown Fargo near El Zagel Golf Course and Matson Field in Moorhead. Police were keeping an eye on the moose, hoping it would find its way out of town. A person from Dilworth later posted on Facebook they saw the moose pass by his home and head out of town.
First with the news when you need to know. WDAYRadioNow.com.
7:02, day after Christmas, getting closer to the weekend. Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki is here with a check on our forecast.
We are getting closer to the weekend, and short work week for many, and we're looking at temperatures remaining well above normal for this time of the year. Normally, we should be in the low 20s. Instead, we're going to be in the mid to upper 30s for the rest of the weekend of the upcoming weekend. Now, there is some slippery travel out there this morning on some of those secondary roads and even some of the main thoroughfares. After a thaw yesterday, temperatures rose above freezing. They're refreeze overnight. and along with a little blowing snow, has greased up some of those roadways. So leave a little extra time as you head out the door this morning. No widespread fog, so that's good news there. With temperatures in the upper 20s to near 30, we'll warm up today into the mid-30s, so not going to move a whole lot. It will be breezy with south-southeast winds about 10 to 25. And the further west you go of the valley, you'll see a little more sunshine. As you go east of the valley, you're going to be socked in the clouds all day. I think here in the FM area, we'll start to see a few breaks as we head into the afternoon. Then tonight, we'll see a little more patchy fog redevelop with lows in the upper 20s and south winds at 5 to 15. And clouds, they'll be with us on Friday, and we'll see a few afternoon light sprinkles or showers enter the area with highs in the upper 30s. And then quiet weather through the weekend, with highs in the mid-30s, and then we'll slowly cool down back closer to normal next week with the 20s being pretty prevalent through most of next week. Slight chance of snow. Little clipper system might bring us a little light snow later next week. Looks like Thursday onward. But after the 7th of the month, just put an asterisk on your calendar. Stay indoors for about a week and a half. As some really, especially if we get fresh snowpack, because some of this is going to melt and then crust over. If we get a couple inches at least of fresh snowpack, which is possible, we could have a couple of clipper systems bring some light snow into the area before the Arctic air arrives. We're looking at highs well below zero, nighttime lows between 15 and 25 below. That's without wind. So when you factor in the wind with that, we're going to be looking at some dangerously cold weather coming in here after the 7th of January. And probably stick around for about a week, maybe 10 days.
Mm. Sounds like good snuggling weather, Dean.
Very good snuggling weather. Yes, that's the point taken.
Yeah. I'll snuggle with my dog. I have a dog.
You let the dog sleep in the bed with you?
No, but he comes and I'll hear him snoring. He'll be like on the side of my bed. No, but he snuck up on the couch a couple times because Dwayne's let him on the basement couch and now he's been on the upstairs couch.
Wait, you don't let him sleep in bed with you guys?
No. Me? Oh. No.
Where does he sleep?
Dwayne made a special bed for him. He put a rug down and he put a blanket and he put his bed down. So he's got like a special.
Okay.
He's got a special bedroom at Grandma and Grandpa's house. That dog's not going to want to go home.
Nope.
Carly texted me yesterday. She goes, "It's Christmas. Is Odin getting anything special?" I said, "He already had some king crab and I gave him a greenie that we don't like to give him too many of those because he tends to eat his poop after he eats the greenies for some reason."
You.
Yeah, you want me to sleep with that thing? Dogs. Filthy animals.
Oh, I just had breakfast. Oh, man. Thanks, Bonnie.
Yeah, some dogs do that for some reason. I don't know why.
Oh.
Yeah, he hasn't done it at our house, but they say that he does it at home. He probably gets bored.
Cats are too smart to do that.
Yeah, I think you're right. I've not known of a cat ever to do that. But
no.
All right. Thanks, Dino.
You got it.
Weather this hour brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. We are going to get one of you qualified to get entered into the drawing for the Desperado Vegas Dream Trip presented by American Security and Gate, brought to you in part by Frontier Airlines and Kingpin Social. If you haven't gotten qualified yet, don't fret. Still plenty of opportunity. We're going to get qualifiers all the way through January 8th. And if you don't get through on the radio, you can stop in at one of our qualifying events. The next one is coming up Monday at Kingpin Social from 3 to 5 p.m. I'll be over there. So stop on in. Get yourself registered. We'll draw a couple of winners at all the qualifying stops. So be listening for an opportunity. When you hear that special eagle sounder with the phone number attached, if you're caller number 7, when you hear that, we will get you entered into the drawing. 707, right now, your national news from ABC. 7:11, time now to check out your WDAY radio sports. I bet you're going to be glad when James is back on Monday.
Yeah.
You can take off your sports hat and let James do the sports again.
Yeah.
I did it Tuesday when you weren't here.
Christmas Day football was interesting, and it was took a little bit to get it on TV. We had to change
Netflix
passwords
thing, right?
And get on Netflix, and we're traveling, so it's like, this isn't where you normally live.
Yeah.
My sister's like, "Oh, let me take care of this. Here, hang on."
Oh, yeah, because no password sharing. Yeah. Well, they've cracked down on that, so I get it.
Kansas City won again. Baltimore won. Both of the games were, I don't know, a little bit boring.
Were they?
They just weren't close. They weren't great games. But normally Christmas Day is basketball day. The NBA has kind of claimed Christmas Day as their day, and the NFL tried to take over. But the Timberwolves did play, and they averted disaster yesterday. They pulled away from the Mavericks during a 105-99 win yesterday.
Wow.
The Wolves, get this, they led by as many as 28, and it got within two in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and Luka got hurt. Doncic, he got hurt. So they were without him in the last quarter, too. So the Wolves are lucky that he wasn't in, or they probably would have lost the game.
Anthony Edwards finished with 26 points in the victory. The Wolves improved their record to 15-14. They visit the Houston Rockets tomorrow night. The Vikings are getting ready for their big matchup against the Green Bay Packers at U.S. Bank Stadium on Sunday. That game has been moved to 3:25 in the afternoon. It's the game of the week. They practiced yesterday. There are a couple of guys on the injury list going into week number 17. Harrison Smith and cornerback Fabian Moreau were the only two players to miss practice yesterday. And the Wild will get ready for their next game against the Dallas Stars at American Airlines Center. That's tomorrow night. Puck drops at 7 p.m. The Wild just recently snapped a four-game losing streak. They beat the Blackhawks 4-3 on Monday night, improved their record to 21-10-4. They now sit in second place in the Central Division with 46 points.
All right. And I think some people are working like us today because I see traffic starting to pick up.
My wife's working. Daycare's open. It's almost like a regular day.
For some people. Some people not. It's weird around here. Like, we're the only ones here. You, I, and Austin, and I think Kevin down on our sister station. Ronnie will be floating in today, I know.
Or you could be like my sister and my brother-in-law, who are both engineers. One's, I think, a mechanical engineer, and my sister's a software engineer. And they've got something called winter shutdown.
Oh, really?
Where they shut down for like 3.5 weeks.
That's kind of cool. Do they get paid for it, too, still? Or?
Well, I think it's part of their salary, but yeah,
okay.
Everything shuts down for a few weeks.
Is it always at Christmas time? Or?
It is always right around the holidays.
That's kind of neat, though. It really is.
Winter shutdown.
Kind of like spring break, which I don't ever recall having spring break when I was a kid growing up. Do you remember having spring break?
Nothing like the kids have nowadays where it's like they're done for like a week.
Yeah.
Now, of course, in college we had spring break.
Yeah.
That was a different kind of spring
break. I never went on spring break, did you?
No. No. In fact, the only real spring break trip that my roommates and I took, well, just one of them, everyone else chickened out. My roommate Kevin and I, we snowmobiled from Bemidji all the way up into Canada.
Oh, fun.
And we spent a few days snowmobiling up in Canada. It was an epic adventure.
Cool. That's a cool spring break trip.
And this was like before GPS on like your phones and stuff. And so we were just using paper maps to get everywhere. We got lost and broke a snowmobile and...
You couldn't do that now. Did you cross into Canada?
We did.
Couldn't do that. Well, you'd get stopped. You'd have to cross at a border crossing.
Yeah, no, there's a, it's like almost like a telephone booth. You can still do it, I think.
Oh, okay. I've heard about that.
So you stop at like a telephone booth. You pick up the phone. I think there's a camera.
And you check in.
And they're like, what are you doing?
Uh-huh.
We're just two college guys snowmobiling into your country.
That's cool. Good for you.
And you know the sad part? I learned a lesson, too.
What did you learn?
I learned that you need to call your bank before you go to a different country because your debit card does not work when you get into Canada.
Yeah. Well, it's for your security. When we were in Chicago, Carly was helping us book all our flights for Greece next year and Serbia and stuff. My one of my credit cards, my Shields one, they kind of wouldn't let something go through
because
they thought it was fraud, so I had to check in on the 800 number, go online, and let them know that it was me doing that.
We got to our first gas station trying to fill up, and it's like, wouldn't work. And I'm like, I don't know. My card's not working.
So what did
thankfully, my buddy's
your buddy
stuff
had money.
Worked. Yeah.
Yeah, that's something that you need to do ahead of time. Think about that, like if you're leaving the country or even sometimes your bank might fraud alert something, you might just go to a different state.
Yeah.
I always wonder that, like, I suppose they're used to me now, like going to Chicago area and we stop in Wisconsin and we, you know, you're charging your gas and your food. But I haven't been flagged on any of that stuff.
I always wonder how the banks like can figure out the fraud versus not the fraud because of all of the online purchasing going on. Like you're buying stuff from all over the world nowadays and weird stuff.
I suppose they get to know your patterns of what you've done.
Yeah,
I mean,
maybe.
Then we do new things, which is why it flagged all my flights that I was trying to book. Got a couple booked for different countries, and then that one got flagged. But that was the first time I've gotten a potential fraud alert email letting me know that maybe my card was compromised and they locked it up.
I wish my wife's card would get locked up here and there.
I bet you do.
It's like Christmas every day at our house. There's like boxes showing up. I'm like, what is this? Yeah. Oh, well, this is a thing that I needed. She's liking the bread maker I got her, though.
That's cool. I think that's a great gift. Yeah. We were like that, too. We don't buy it for each other anymore. We buy for, you know, the granddaughter and our kids a little bit. It was just, you know, the Secret Santa stuff. But that's what we always did. It's like practical or what do you need or what do you really want type thing.
My mom would have whopped me over the head if she knew I got my wife a bread maker. But that's what she wanted.
That's what she wanted.
Mom always said, nothing that can plug in should be, well, this is like, you know, you shouldn't be getting like refrigerators
or vacuums,
like
something, right?
Household items.
But this was something she really wanted, so I think that's sensible.
She asked for it.
Yeah, rather than wasting money on something that she's not going to use or doesn't want. I think that was a great gift.
Oh, that drives me crazy. Hopefully my family's not listening, but when we open all these
Dave's probably listening.
He might be
in trouble.
We open all these things, and I'm like, oh, well, there's another thing that we're just going to like donate to the Boys and Girls Ranch. There's another one. There's another one.
I have a niece. I know they're not, the family's not listening. Her mother-in-law buys the most god-awful, dumbest stuff. And she knows that the stuff is dumb. And even my niece and her husband have a bin right by their door to donate. And like almost everything she gives them goes in that bin. And she knows that. And they've told her, like, quit wasting money. Mm-hmm. You know, quit wasting money. She goes, oh, it's just exciting for me to watch the kids open up this. And then we all get a giggle. It's like, okay, but we're just going to donate this. But that's okay. It's like, okay, to each his own, I guess.
Everyone finds joy in something.
I say money. Give them money. You can't go wrong with money. Carly thought it was cool that we gave Zara money for Christmas. You know, like I said, we got her those two special Christmas decorations, a little onesie, and then I gave her $250, put it in her savings account, and she thought that was pretty cool.
Ollie's got this little play tent
that
we set up like a week or two ago in his bedroom, and he's got the thing chocked full of toys.
I love that.
And I was just like, yesterday, you know, just because the house is such a like disaster from Christmas, I'm like, okay, both my wife and I are like, okay, we need to get rid of some of these things.
And that's a good thing to do. And I did that too. I learned it from one of my neighbors who had older kids too. When you, like Christmas comes around and they're going to get a bunch of more stuff, find things that you can donate to others, you to downsize some of the toys.
My wife can't stand it because my kids are really into Hot Wheels too.
Yeah.
Anything with like wheels they're into right now.
Yeah, they're boys.
And so like, we'll like go to Hornbacher's and I'll be like, maybe, should we? I mean, they're like a doll.
I know. Yep. I know. I have a boy in my house too. Dwayne would do the same thing. Logan had so many cars. Yep. And they put them, I think they put them at the checkout lane on purpose. So you boys see those.
And then my wife is like, no more Hot Wheels. These boys. And then she tried at daycare, if they're really good every day, they get like a little prize.
Yeah.
And so you get the prizes. They're like little things like Hot Wheels or like pencils or whatever. Yep. Like little, you know, toys that you'd get at like a Happy Meal.
Yeah.
And then you recycle them. You eventually like put them in a bag and discreetly bring them back.
Oh, that's kind of, you could do that with the Hot
and
Wheels.
And so, well, my wife tried to do that.
Oh.
She's like, you need to bring these back. And I opened up the bag and I'm like, we are not getting rid of all these Hot Wheels. There's like some really cool ones in here.
We need to keep them. Yeah.
So.
But at some point you end up with way too many toys. So you do need to have donate them or give them to a neighbor kid, or you don't have nephews, but maybe your niece will like to. Clara will like to
there
play
you
with
go.
Hot Wheels cars.
Oli got this really nice Transformer like figurine.
Yeah.
It is the most difficult toy I've ever seen.
Really? Like,
it transforms into a bunch of different things. He got it from my wife's parents.
Is it those little things that go into the ball?
No, it's like a big thing.
Oh, okay.
This is like a legit Transformer.
It's just you can't figure it out.
I looked at the directions of how to like turn it into a truck, and I was like, this is too difficult.
If you can't figure it out.
Even my engineering brother-in-law was like looking at it for like 45 minutes, and he's like moving little parts and pieces. And...
Interesting. Should have gave you that gift.
No.
Keep you busy all year long.
Too frustrating.
721 Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. Bonnie Amistadi, JT hanging out with us. Fire prevention in the barn. Very important. WDAY Ag Director Bridget Riedel covers that next. 722, time now to find WDAY Ag Director Bridget Riedel. Good morning to you, Bridget.
Morning, kids. All right. I heard all the Hot Wheels stories and whatnot. Well, there might be some other shopping you can do end of the year for the farm as well. How's that sound?
I like it.
Okay, so this is my favorite one, first of all, and that is, if as a cattle producer, there are times where you need to have your livestock weighed. You need to figure out your accurate rations for daily gain. If you have a sick animal, you need their weight for the proper dosage. Maybe you need to be tracking their weight from birth to yearling for their records if they are certified commercial cattle, etc. And as a backgrounder, when your calves are ready for market, it's good to have a weight on them so that you know it's time to, you know, where you're at before you sell them. Okay. There is a little operation out there, and it is called the Auto Weigher. It's a mobile scale, so and it operates on a cellular service. So what you can do is you can punch into the software for the Auto Weigher that you want cow number 56 to get weighed. And if she's got an EIN tag or an RFID tag, you know, with a little computer chip in it, this little scale will go follow her. It's got a trough with some molasses on it or some salt, and she will stand up on this little scale and get weight and send the weight information back to you through the cloud.
What the heck? Cool. That's cool.
Now, for those who might be starting their diets in January, the idea of a scale tracking you down might be sort of frightening. But to the cow, they're okay with it.
That's neat.
Yeah, and it's got all this robust little tire and axle system, so it can go through rangeland and pasture over some rough terrain. Or you can disengage the wheels and the axles so it's stationary and solid, and then you can use it like a regular scale. So it looks pretty neat. Again, like I said, I'm not sure that I would be excited to see a scale following me, tracking me down. But I don't know if the cows have noticed. They maybe don't care as much.
Well, they like the molasses.
They really do. Now, otherwise, this is also the time of the year where weather-wise, we get ice in the water tanks, and I have been on the chopping end of ice before, and it is not that much fun. You can get tank heaters. Some of them are more effective than others. You have those tank heaters that keep the water warm so it won't freeze. Sometimes, though, in really cold weather, all it does is keep this little hole open for one cow at a time, and it's very ineffective. A ranch couple out of Wyoming designed the Water Rippler. What this is designed, it's a like a circular, it almost reminds me of a flat lampshade, really. And it's circular in design. It has four jets on it that can shoot in four different directions. What it does is it floats on the surface of the tank and continually circulates in the water to prevent ice from forming. It also prevents algae from forming in the summer. And with this constant agitation on the surface, it keeps mosquitoes from laying eggs in the water trough.
That's a good idea.
That is a good idea. And it makes the sound of rippling water, so it's attractive to animals who would hear that in nature and want to come drink anyway. And with the constant circulation of water, it keeps it cooler, so it's not a stagnant water temperature. Costs about 13 cents a day. You can get it customized to fit your particular water tank by going to their website, waterrippler.com. But I look at this and I think that would be a great idea, especially going into the winter months. If you need to do a little more shopping, some end of the year purchases, that might be one for you.
You should have told me about that like a week and a half ago when I was having to
looking for things.
Father-in-law is having to redo the heat tape on his waterer.
Okay, so here you go, JT. I want you to think ahead for Father's Day. Now's your time to get ready. You've got, because now you're going to get measurements, because you can get it customized so it fits the water tank precisely.
I have had to fill up like 5 10-gallon buckets and like dump water before.
It's not that cool. No, it's less fun than one would expect.
It actually is cool. It's very cold.
Rather chilled. Yes, so here you go. Now, gift ideas coming up for Father's Day. Now, in the meantime, let's use a little bit of caution because we aren't out of the woods yet, even in the winter months, for fire hazards that can happen on farm. And if you have hay that hasn't been properly dried or stored, it can overheat and ignite on its own. So hay that's been sitting for a while, you can check to see if it's hot, smoldering. You don't need to burn down any hay sheds. Also, electrical, it's a good idea to keep an eye on that. If you have some of those older tank water heaters and you've noticed that your animals are not going to the water tanks, maybe your wiring is faulty and it's putting some stray electric voltage into the water. I wouldn't drink from that water tank either, tell you, if I get buzzed in the nose every time I try. So check those things out. And heat lamps that you might be using to keep livestock warm can also be dangerous if they get too close to the straw. if they have bad wiring, those types of things can easily burn down barns. So just take that extra moment when you're out in the sheds to look around, make sure things are safe and clean so we don't have any fire hazards through the winter months.
Yeah, good idea, because every once in a while we do hear about that.
Well, yes, and we'd like those reminders sooner rather than later, you know, when you're on the phone with the fire department or your insurance agent trying to get things fixed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, today, Weather and Ag in Focus from 1 to 2 o'clock, I'm going to be joined by an author. His name is Brian Reisinger. And according to the 2022 Census of Agriculture, there are 1.9 million farms in the United States, the lowest number since 1850. Brian grew up on a dairy farm in Wisconsin, and the title of his book is called Land Rich, Cash Poor: My Family's Hope and the Untold History of Disappearing American Farms. Mm. So we're going to talk about, as farms have declined, what's caused some of that, what they can do to survive, and much more. So we're going to talk about that book with Brian coming up today, like I said, on Weather and Ag in Focus. I realize we're past this holiday shopping season. Why stop shopping now? I'm waiting for my copy of his book to arrive, and hopefully the rest of you will want to order it after we're done visiting today, too.
Yeah, and you should read anyway. Keep your brain active.
Absolutely. Last night, one of the things I got in a White Elephant Exchange was, what is it called? The Book of Useless Knowledge was the title, I think.
I like that.
So I'm planning on brushing up for any future trivia I might be going to. Yep, The Book of Useless Information. It's actually written by a group out of England. They get together at a local pub and put all these facts and figures together as the Useless Knowledge Society. I feel like I should be a member, but oh well, I'll just keep practicing for trivia.
It makes you more interesting. The more little trivia facts you know, I guess, the more interesting people find you.
That's right. Can only know good things. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking for more questions about the books that we've talked about or any of the gift ideas, you can email me, ag@flagfamily.com.
What's that waterer called again?
The Water Rippler.
Water Rippler.
Water Rippler. So go look that one up. About $350 is what it'll set you back.
Sure. So now Dave knows what he's getting for Father's Day.
Well, maybe.
Maybe. Don't get your hopes up, Dave.
Ooh, that is kind of cool.
It's a great thing if you've looked at the picture. And if you've chopped ice before, this is way better.
I have chopped ice before.
So, it's not fun.
No, it's not. All right, folks, have a great day. Listen for me. It'll be between 1 to 2 o'clock.
All right, thank you, WDAY Ag Director Bridget Riedel. It is 7:30.
I'm Austin Erickson with your news. Fargo police pulled over a driver with their guns drawn Christmas afternoon. It happened westbound 94 near the I-29 Cloverleaf. Five police cars surrounded a vehicle that apparently drove into the median, and officers had their guns drawn, putting a suspect in handcuffs. Crews responded to a Polk County fire on Christmas Eve. At 12:30 p.m., the Crookston Fire Department responded to Lowell Township, finding flames in an attached garage. Authorities say the garage has considerable damage and the house has smoke damage. A person inside the home wasn't hurt. The Polk County Sheriff's Office says the fire is believed to have started in the chimney of a wood-burning stove. A toddler from St. Paul is dead and his parents are being held on manslaughter charges. Police believe the one-year-old overdosed on some type of drug. They initially responded to a home on the report of a child not breathing. The child died a few hours after being rushed to the hospital. A Grand Forks family is calling for change following the death of their daughter in June in an alleged drunk driving crash. Nicole and Robert Luthane are selling t-shirts that say, "Justice for Katarina." Money raised will go to families in need at her elementary school, Nathan Twining. It will help pay school lunches and fund the color run, which was Katarina's favorite event. The Lothanes say penalties for those who drink and drive are not strict enough. The shirts are being sold online until the new year. We have a link on our website, WDAYRadioNow.com. A brand of cat food sold in a dozen states, including Minnesota, is being recalled after a cat in Oregon died of bird flu. Northwest Naturals has voluntarily recalled 2-pound bags of feline turkey recipe raw frozen cat food. The recall came after testing confirmed the cat food contained the virus. The Chabad Jewish Center of North Dakota will host a public menorah lighting in Fargo tonight. Hanukkah began at sundown on Christmas, so the event will take place on the second night of Hanukkah, with a 9-foot menorah will be lit near Fargo City Hall. The ceremony includes entertainment, food and drinks, and crafts. And Minnesota is third in the country when it comes to volunteering. That's according to AmeriCorps, which recently ranked volunteering in each state using census data. The organization says more than 1.8 million Minnesotans participated in volunteer activities in 2023. That puts the state's volunteer rate at 40.3%. Utah was number one overall with a volunteer rate of 46.6%.
First with the news when you need to know. WDAYRadioNow.com.
7:33, time now for a check on our forecast with Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki.
And good morning. There's a little bit of slippery travel out there this morning after a little bit of melting yesterday. Also a little bit of blowing snow. I kind of greased up some of those roadways. So be a little extra careful if you're going out this morning, whether it's to work or returning Christmas presents before those temperatures rise above the freezing mark and we'll start to kind of melt away some of those icy spots this morning. We're currently at 31 now here at the studio with a south wind gusting over 20. 28 in Yulin, 30 in Moorhead, 29 in DL. Wahpeton, you're at 30 and Grand Forks at 30. We're looking at a lot of clouds around today. There will be some clearing, partial clearing west of the valley. East in the Lakes Country, not going to see any sunshine at all. I think we'll see a few breaks for a little bit of sunshine as we head later into this afternoon here in the FM area with highs in the mid-30s. So we'll continue to melt away a little bit of snow with south-southeast winds of 10 to 25. A little patchy fog tonight, upper 20s. And for Friday, might see a few light rain showers or sprinkles come into the area as we have highs in the upper 30s tomorrow. Mm. And we'll stay in the mid-30s through the weekend, cooling it back down to normal next week. Still no big storms through the middle of next week. Might see a clipper system towards the end of next week. But if you didn't catch it earlier, after the 7th of the month, LRC predicting a major storm system in the central part of the country. I think that's going to stay to our south. But as it moves, it's going to drag down some bitterly cold air from Canada after the 7th of the month with nighttime lows between 15 and 25 below zero. And that's not factoring in the wind. So we'll probably have it'll be dangerously cold weather coming in here after the 7th. Of January, and it'll probably stick around for about a week to 10 days, it looks like.
All right. Dean's Weather This Hour brought to you by Jiffy Lube of Fargo, locally owned and operated. They have three convenient locations. You never need an appointment. Jiffy Lube of Fargo, where you can do more in a jiffy. 735. Be listening for an opportunity to get registered for the Desperado Vegas Dream Trip presented by American Security and Gate and brought to you in part by Frontier Airlines Kingpin Social. When you hear the special sounder with the phone number attached, be caller number 7, and we will get you registered for that drawing. Right now, we're going to get your national news in from ABC. JT checks out your WDAY radio sports, and Dino's back with your three-degree guarantee. 7:39, time for a check on your WDAY radio sports with JT.
The Timberwolves beat the Dallas Mavericks yesterday, 105-99. They made it interesting, though. The Wolves led by as many as 28 points in the third quarter before the Mavericks stormed back to get back within one possession late in the fourth. They were down by 2 points, almost came back. Mm-hmm. But then Anthony Edwards said, all right, game over.
Yes.
And he put in a layup to put the game out of reach. He finished with 26 points in the victory. The Wolves, an okay record, nothing like what we expected, though. They improved their record to 15-14. They'll visit the Houston Rockets tomorrow night.
Compared to last year and the year before, right, they had two really good seasons. They're off to a very slow start.
The Vikings are prepping for their game against the Packers on Sunday. That'll be at the U.S. Bank Stadium in downtown Minneapolis. Kickoff scheduled for 3:25 as it's the game of the week. The Vikings practiced yesterday on Christmas Day. Just two players not able to practice, safety Harrison Smith and cornerback Fabian Moreau, were the only two players to miss practice with injuries. That game's a big game. If the Vikings and the Lions both win, then not only is the division up for grabs the following week, but the conference number one seed is up for grabs as well.
Yeah.
So we need a Vikings win.
Yes, we do.
And then we're headed to Detroit a week from this Sunday.
And we still don't know, I don't think, or I didn't look this morning again, we still don't know what time that game is at.
The Lions and Vikings game.
Yeah.
Well, if it's
to be determined.
If it's as big as what we're all thinking it's going to be, it'll probably be flexed to later in the afternoon.
Later, you think?
Probably.
Is that like prime time 3:30, 3:25 kickoff?
I think that's what the TV networks.
It doesn't work into my life. I don't like the later games.
No, it's not
games.
Good for my schedule either.
I like the noon games. I don't know why. I just do.
Because we can go to church, have a little lunch, kickoff. And then, you know, it's right about nap time.
Yeah.
and then the game's over, and then I got the rest of the afternoon to do what I want.
Yeah.
Or what my wife wants me to do.
What your wife wants. You've got that right. But then like 3:30, it just gets late, and then I'm tired. Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, kick off at 3:30, then it's like in the middle of dinner time, and then it's like, well, the weekend's over.
Mm-hmm. And tubby time at night for you with your two
We do tubby time on Wednesdays and Saturdays.
Oh, okay, Wednesdays and Saturdays. Yep. We have our schedule.
Yeah.
Huh. Mm-hmm. I just don't remember picking a particular day. I remember giving neighbor kids baths, too.
It's really?
Like, yeah, as moms, you know, sometimes the two neighbor kids would be over. Sometimes she would, like, give my two baths, and sometimes I'd throw all four in my bathtub. It's like help a mom out.
If I get
like that.
Really lucky, sometimes they'll want to go in the shower. And then I can just scrub them up real quick.
Oh.
Get them out. We don't have to fill up the tub and play with the toys.
See, our old house didn't have a tub, or it just had a tub upstairs, so the shower was downstairs. Mm. So they never really showered until they got to be teenagers.
In our bathroom, for my wife and I, we've got a separate bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
We've got like a single shower, and then she's got like a soaking tub.
Nice.
So the single shower, it's nice if I can just get like Ollie and Ivor in there.
Yep.
Like if I'm showering, like they're still young enough that it's okay.
Yep.
So we'll go in there and I'll just...
Because showers are much faster than baths and less messy, too, probably, when you got little ones.
But now, like, when Ollie goes in the shower, he's, like, started to like the warm water, so he doesn't want to get out anymore. I'm like, dude, you got to get out. Like, get out.
I always think it's fun when you get little kids that like to shower like that.
Because then we get older. Two boys in the tub, and inevitably, I'm like, keep the water in the tub. Keep the water in the tub.
No, never.
Now I've just learned, like, I just, like, get... a bunch of
towels
and just put it all over the floor.
Yep.
And then they'll start splashing. They'll think it's funny.
Yep.
And I'm like, water in the tub.
Yeah. Well, you get your bathroom floor cleaned at least, right?
Something like that.
743 Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki with your 3-degree guarantee coming up next. And the Gist Wrap Sports with JT was brought to you by Valley Imports and Valley Pre-Owned, your best price leader in the region. Find your next vehicle at valleyimports.com. Time for your 3-degree guarantee with Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki. It is brought to you by the Window and Door Store.
Okay, Bonnie, what did I have for Christmas Eve?
27. And you were pretty confident about it.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I have it written down right here in front of me.
Why, give away a keychain, Dean.
Did you blow it?
24.
Oh, you just made it then.
What'd you have for Christmas Day?
Oh, gee, I'd have to go back and look. I was right around freezing, I think.
Did we do a Christmas Day?
We didn't do a Christmas Day. No.
Because
we were not here.
Yeah.
Well, right. I mean, we were here, but it was all recorded.
It was pretend.
Yeah. So just made that one. Now, today, where's my sheet here? We're going to go 34 today. 34. We'll probably hit 35, but we'll call it mid-30s. 34 for today's 3-degree guarantee, and with a lot of clouds around to start the day. Still some slippery travel this morning, but that will improve as we head into the afternoon as those temperatures rise above freezing. Not going to see a lot of sunshine, but we will see some breaks in the clouds, especially west of the valley. Those will move towards the valley as we head towards afternoon, so we should see a little bit of sunshine, but Lakes Country, you're going to be socked in the clouds all day. And again, today's 3-degree guarantee, 30.
All right. 3-degree guarantee has been brought to you by the Window and Door Store. He's up to 3 in a row. We'll see how he does with today's 34. Sounds really good, though.
Yeah.
My dog and I are going to go for a long walk. Oh, the only thing with Odin is, like, if he decides he's done walking, he just lays down. And then he does, like, the army crawl, or he'll just
lay
there.
He's like a big dog, right?
He's huge. He's heavy.
His English bulldog?
Yeah. An old English bulldog. So he's like, I don't know, 70 pounds, 75 pounds.
How far can a dog like that walk?
Oh, my little Shih Tzu, I'd take her for 3-mile walks when she was young.
Yeah, but she's not carrying much weight.
Well, like in the summertime, you don't want to walk him that far when it's hot out, but it's cold out. But no, he just is lazy. Like, so if he decides he's done walking, he'll just like... Pfft.
And then what? You
well,
carry
Milos
him?
Usually picks him up and carries him. I don't know if I can carry him. If I strap him onto my back and
there you go.
Hang onto his paws. Yeah, no. So I don't want to walk him too far because I just don't trust him.
Is Logan nearby?
No, he's working today.
Oh.
So.
Might have to make a special phone call.
I mean, I think maybe I'll take him around the pond today. Maybe we'll go further. I've just been walking him around a couple corners and back. So he hasn't been going for very far walks. But
you're kind of liking having a dog, aren't you?
No, I'm not, because it's a lot of work. And I've grew up with dogs. I've had dogs all my life. our dog died like 3 years ago. I didn't want that dog to begin with. She lasted 17 years. There are a lot of work, and our previous dog held us back from doing a lot of things because she couldn't go to the kennel. And it's just like, I don't want a dog. No, he's a sweet, lovable dog, but they are getting him back.
You think?
Yeah. They say they want him back. They would miss him. Although you had your dog in your life before Siri, just like Milos has had Odin in his life before Carly.
I gave my dog to my mom, too, and she still has the dog.
I think Dwayne would take him, but I don't want a dog. I really don't. I have a dog.
My wife, though, claimed that she was allergic to.
Which isn't true, because now you got two little boys, and now she's talking about getting a pet.
Yeah. I don't know. She grew up on a farm. I feel like you can't be allergic to... to animals.
You fell for it and you gave your dog away.
That's okay. I didn't really want it anyway.
There you go. This is what you would call, I guess, maybe like, it looked like a bar brawl, but it really wasn't. Kind of like a citizen's arrest. It happened in Kansas City, Missouri. We'll talk about it next. 7:51 Thursday morning, the day after Christmas. Hopefully you all had a wonderful Christmas. We're able to gather with your family and your friends. Safe travel if you still have to do any traveling, whether you're coming back or you're still going elsewhere. Drive safe out there. Roads are a little bit greasy still due to the, I guess, depending on what we had some fog, we had some mist, we had some freezing temperatures, thawing temperatures. So on the North Dakota side, you will see a lot of scattered ice on the I-29, especially both north and south of here. I-94, you go west, there's some scattered ice all the way up until the Castleton area, and then wet and slushy as you get west of there. Good conditions out to the west. The Minnesota side, still some snow-covered roads in the western part of the state. Road reports brought to you by Dave's West Fargo Tire and Service. Kansas City, Missouri. Some guy got kicked out of a bar. It was a holiday pop-up bar. Have you heard of these?
No.
There's a bunch down in the Twin Cities, I noticed, that look really cool. I think there's like about a dozen of them. They just... like kind of like Chris Kindle Market, it kind of like popped up different kinds of bars that they've had over the Christmas and Thanksgiving holiday. It must be a nationwide trend that's starting, but they had one of these down in Kansas City, Missouri. Customer got thrown out of the bar, came back with a knife, and was threatening people.
Ooh, scary.
So bar patrons started picking up their stools, and not just like one or two. I can see like about a dozen people who are in the bar. They're carrying these red bar stools, and they're beating on this guy and wailing on this guy, trying to get him under control.
What did he – do you know what he did that got him kicked out?
The first time, I guess he was harassing people. Oh. I think he made some threats. He was yelling as he got kicked out, saying he was going to end the employees. He was going to end them.
Oh, that's scary.
I would have called the cops right then and there. I mean, making a threat.
And he came
like
back
that.
With a knife.
Large kitchen knife. Yep. Cops got called. They responded as the customers and employees were throwing bar stools. The guy was barricaded. They kind of pushed him off into a corner, and they're holding him down and beating on him with bar stools and holding him down. He's facing a lot of felony charges, four different felony charges and a misdemeanor as well.
You ever have anything like that happen in your bar days?
Oh, there was fights all the time. But when I worked at one of the fancier clubs, Lake George Beach Club it was called, we had bouncers and they were beefy boys. Like they were ripped. They did a lot of lifting.
I wouldn't think at the beach club you'd see many
Lake
fights.
George Beach Club.
That sounds fancy.
There were a lot of fights because it was pretty much a college bar. We wore tuxedos. Pink, you know, the nice tuxedo shirt, black tuxedo coat with pink little ties. I mean, it was classy for a college bar, but the owner, he wanted it well run. He wanted, so he hired bouncers that were, I mean, they were jacked. And this was back when they could get away with beating on people, and they did. Somebody caused problems, and boom,
they're done.
Yeah, they were done. You just DJing, you just lower the music if they didn't see it, so they wouldn't know that there was a fight somewhere that I could see in the DJ booth, and they would take care of it.
I remember there was a bar that we used to frequent at when I was working at the Top 40 radio station, and we used to have to be there like every Friday and Saturday for years. And so I just got used to like, okay, bar closed, let's just walk to the doors, because in the parking lot there's inevitably going to be some fight
of some
and
sort.
Then I'd walk over there. And there would be the bouncer guys and be like, okay, your time to shine. Of course, they'd go out there and pin the guys on the ground, break up the fight. And
did they, like, get a little heavy-handed?
No.
nowadays, I mean, we've had fights here that have turned deadly, even like in town. And, you know, it's but back in the day, you're talking
I know,
30, 40 years ago. Like,
I never worried about my safety going out and about. Even when there'd be like bar fights and stuff, mm-hmm. I never thought anyone was going to be crazy enough to like pull a knife or a gun out. And now you just never know.
That is very true. Yeah, I never thought about that either. All I knew is if there was a fight that broke out, those bouncers were going to take right. care of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Times change. But I think this is cool. Like I said, there's over a dozen people. You can see the video if you just Google.
Would you have smacked the guy with your bar stool?
Probably.
I suppose if he's coming at you with a knife, you would have.
Well, you would have done what you could have done to try to contain the guy, right. you know, until the cops got there. You had to do something. So good for the people for stepping up there. 7:55, Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. We will take a look at your money in markets coming up next. 7:59, checking out your money in markets. Trading resumes this morning after Wall Street was dark in observance of the Christmas Day holiday. Comes after an early close on Christmas Eve as the markets kicked off what's known as the Santa Claus rally. Happens during the last five trading days of the year and the first 2 days of January. At the close, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 390 points, S&P 500 rose by 65, and the NASDAQ was up 266 points. Meanwhile, today, we're going to look at weekly jobless claims. Most analysts predict a slight jump from 220,000 to around 225,000. That'll mark the final report on the initial jobless claims for 2024.
It must have been a pretty big Santa Claus rally because holiday shopping is expected to have hit a historic high this year. The same is to be said for purchase returns as well. A recent report by the National Retail Federation and Return Management Company says that returns expected this year to reach 17% of all merchandise sales, making for $890 billion in returned products. The return rate in 2023 was at 15%, totaling $743 billion.
And some of those stores are jerks, man. They charge you like they take a $30 restocking fee or something like that. You don't get all your money back.
You don't?
From a lot of the stores, a lot of the big chain stores. And are sales high because we're doing more shopping, or are they high because prices have been jacked up on everything? That's kind of what I wonder about.
I think probably the prices of everything.
Exactly. That's exactly what I think. We are WDAY Fargo. It is 8 o'clock. Good morning.
I'm Austin Erickson with your news. Two people from Bismarck face charges linked to separate incidents of fraud involving their employers. Nicole Nelson was arrested for allegedly writing 44 checks for $88,000 to herself from Discover Health Chiropractic. Derek Henninger is accused of voiding cash transactions while working at Structural Materials Incorporated and pocketing $122,000. Both are due in court in April. One of the longest-serving state representatives in Minnesota history, DFLer Mary Murphy, has died following a stroke. She was 85. Murphy was the longest-serving female representative in Minnesota history and the second longest serving lawmaker behind Hennepin County's Lyndon Carlson. Murphy served in the Minnesota House for her Hermantown district from 1977 until last year. Grand Forks Air Force Base will start the new year with $24 million in federal funding. The Pentagon approves money for a renovation project contracted by the 319th Reconnaissance Wing and allocated additional money for an ongoing Space Development Agency contract tied to the Grand Forks-based Operations Center North. More than $14 million will be used for a modernization project for dorm rooms. The remaining $10 million will help fund a network of military communication satellites. A moose was spotted running around the FM area on Christmas. Many people were sharing pictures and videos of it running through downtown Fargo near Elzegel Golf Course in Matson Field in Moorhead. Police were keeping an eye on the moose until it found its way out of town. A person from Dilworth posted on Facebook they saw the moose pass by his home and head out of town. He must have seen Rocky the Flying Squirrel in its jet fuel formula.
Good one, Austin.
First with the news when you need to know. WDAYRadioNow.com.
So talented, isn't he, JT? I love that. Time now for a check on our forecast with Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki.
Well, we've got a lot of clouds still hanging tight across much of the area. Temperature is hugging that freezing mark, so there's still a little bit of slippery travel out there. So please be extra careful this morning. Temperatures will rise above the freezing mark, but not by much today, mid-30s, with a lot of clouds around. Now, there's some breaks in the clouds out around the Devil's Lake Basin. That's going to try and squeeze into the valley. So we'll see a few breaks as we head into the afternoon, but Lakes Country, you're going to remain socked in the clouds, it looks like. Still breezy today with south-southeast winds about 10 to 25. Tonight, a little more patchy fog redevelops with lows in the upper 20s and south winds around 5 to 15. Friday, clouds hang tight, and we'll see a few light sprinkles or a few light showers come in the afternoon, rain showers, with highs in the upper 30s. And then we're staying in the mid-30s through the weekend. We will cool things back down to normal in the 20s for next week. I don't see any big storms on the horizon, but I do see a major push of Arctic air coming in after about somewhere between the 5th, 6th, 7th. After that time frame, some bitterly cold air dumps in from Canada. Now, if we see fresh snowpack before that comes in, that cold will be intensified. If we continue to melt a little bit of this away and crust that snow over before that Arctic air arrives, it won't be as intense, but still we're looking at after that about January 6th, 7th time frame. Temperature is getting as cold as 15 to 25 below with wind chills much colder than that. So coldest air of the season. It's January.
I'll take 10, 20 below versus 10 inches of snow.
Would you really?
Yes.
Oh, you know, that'd be a good quest. That, man, really?
Yeah.
I mean.
JT, do you want a shovel or do you want the cold weather?
I'd rather shovel.
You would? Like even like a heavy.
Well, I got the snowblower. I enjoy snow blowing.
Okay, so the snow is blowing, and you get, let's say you get 6-8 inches, and it's blowing for 2 days, and it's packing down, and it's cold.
Fine.
You'd rather have the snow? No, I'll take the cold.
Oh, man. It's just that when it hurts to go outside, when it hurts your face.
Yeah.
It's just no fun starting the car. And
right?
Auto start.
I know, but still, it's cold.
I know. I've been there. I've been there with no auto start, vehicles that wouldn't start during my poor college days, especially.
And you don't have to buckle kids into car seats.
Yeah, that's never fun. I know.
Yeah, see, so when you're standing out in that bitterly cold temperature while your kid is like fiddling around in the car seat, and you're like, just sit still so I can buckle you in.
You know what, though? Dean and I have been there. It's your turn to do that stuff.
See? There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. So, but no big storms on the horizon. I know that's not great news for our snowmobiler friends. They want to see some more snow. A couple of clipper systems late next week into the early part of the following week. But I don't see any major storms. There will be a major storm before that Arctic air hits. But right now, that looks like it's going to stay to our south. Fingers crossed somehow that moves this far north. But I don't see it happening.
January's long. We've got February. We got March. March, lots of times we get heavy snow in March.
Well, I think that's this year is going to be backloaded. In other words, I think we're going to see a lot of our precip coming in here in March. I think that's as that jet stream starts to lift north for the spring, these storms that have been hitting to our south are more than likely going to affect our area come March. So I guess, that's good news for, the farmers, get the precip in here. But and if you don't like the snow, it doesn't last that long in March, typically. You melt it off pretty quickly.
And I'm going to say it's usually warmer, too. So
yeah, exactly.
All right. Thank you, Dino.
You got it.
Dean's Weather This Hour brought to you by Red Wing Shoes in Fargo. Find your safety toe footwear at Red Wing Shoes, 3003 Main Avenue, or check them out online at redwingshoes.com. Red Wing Shoes for ultimate durability. Congratulations to Lonnie. He got himself registered for the Desperado Vegas Dream Trip presented by American Security and Gate, brought to you in part by Frontier Airlines Kingpin Social. When we draw our winner coming up January 8th, one of you who's been qualified or is yet to get qualified, is going to win round-trip airfare for two from Frontier Airlines, Fargo to Vegas, your hotel stay, two tickets to see the Eagles at the Sphere, and $500 in spending cash.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
I would love to go to this. I love the Eagles, for starters. But the Sphere, I do want to go there and go to a concert someday. I think that's going to be super cool.
Well, it sounds like Ronnie is going to be in Vegas next week. So he's going to
Ronnie's not going to see anything outside the casino, probably.
He said he's going to take a photo in front of the sphere.
And then he's going to run back into the casino because, you know, there's money to be won inside that casino. Good for him.
He's got sports betting to do.
Yeah, he sure does. Oh, you have some sports to do, too, by the way.
I do?
Yeah, because it's sponsored, and your sports is brought to you this hour by North Dakota Estate Services.
I'm happy to do it. The T-Wolves beat the Dallas Mavericks yesterday 105-99. The Wolves led by as many as 28 points in the third quarter before they decided to make a game of it. The Mavericks stormed back to get within one possession, within 2 points in the fourth quarter, and then it was ant time. Anthony Edwards drove to the rim, put in a layup, and said, game over. The Timberwolves have improved their record to 15-14. They visit the Houston Rockets tomorrow night. The Vikings were practicing on Christmas Day. Can you believe that?
Well, yeah. We got to get ready for the Packers.
This is how you know the Vikings are for real. They didn't take the day off on Christmas. They practice. They're getting ready to host the Green Bay Packers at U.S. Bank Stadium on Sunday. That kickoff has moved to 3:25 in the afternoon. Looks like the Vikings are relatively healthy. Just two players didn't practice yesterday. Safety Harrison Smith and cornerback Fabian Moreau were the only two players to miss practice with injuries. Jalen Redmond was limited in practice due to a concussion, while five other players fully participated despite their injuries. And the Wild back in action tomorrow night. They're second in the Central Division with 46 points. They snapped a four-game losing streak on Monday. Their record now improves to 21-10-4. They will take on who do they play tomorrow night? They beat the Blackhawks. Now I've lost it. They're taking somebody on tomorrow night at 7. The Dallas Stars.
Isn't it on that sheet of paper?
It is on the sheet. Okay.
And then looking ahead.
Having trouble reading.
That's okay. The Fargo Force are out of town this weekend. They're playing the Waterloo Blackhawks, so we won't have tickets to give away. Here on Bonnie and Friends, every time the Force are in town, we do have tickets to give away. The next series that they will be playing at home is January 10th and 11th, and then also the 17th and 18th. So if you want to win tickets to watch the Fargo Force, just listen to Bonnie and Friends.
Yeah, there you go.
Sports This Hour brought to you by North Dakota Estate Services. Affordable, focus. Visit ndestateservices.com. Okay, you can take your sports hat off now.
Thank you.
Okay, these college students that were murdered in Idaho, Brian Koberger, the guy that's charged in their murder, you know what I'm talking about, from like 2 years ago?
Yeah, this was like the college students in the house.
In 2022, they were stabbed to death.
Did he know them? I don't remember.
No, but what's in the news now is they think, well, he was a person of interest in a home invasion 1 year before those murders took place, and it happened in a town less than 10 miles from where the college students were stabbed to death, and they do have some body cam video that shows a woman telling officers her attacker was wearing a ski mask. He was armed with a knife. She managed to fight the attacker off. Police say Koberger was named as a person of interest in the case, but he eventually was taken off the list because the suspect was described as much shorter.
Hmm.
And he's still awaiting trial in the murders of those Idaho students. That was just like the worst story
there. There's all sorts of weird stuff going on in the world these days.
Yeah, there sure is. Somebody, and I don't know why people do this, like, what would make you think that you can climb in the wheel well of a plane that's taking off for somewhere? I don't even know if you know where at the time, and you're going to survive that flight. How cold it is.
Yeah, that's not going to work well.
No.
Did somebody do that recently?
Yep. This one is in Hawaii. Police are investigating a body found in the wheel well of a United Airlines plane. Easy to say. Found at the...
How do they get through it? I mean, it's like impossible to get into an airport these days. How do they get...
Obviously, it's not. How about that lady that snuck through security and was on...
Twice, right?
Yeah. Right? Well, you think somebody would have noticed this person on the tarmac, or did the person work at the airport, or they snuck in, pretended? I don't know the whole situation here, but that was not a good outcome for this person.
I think
person.
The people that are that desperate, they don't realize, you know, how cold. I mean, you're, what, 30,000 feet?
Oh, it's cold up there.
I don't think they realize that.
Yeah, wasn't their best thought out decision. This is kind of, I'm not so sure about this one. You hear about, you know, books being banned or whatever. There's a school teacher in Iowa accused of violating a student's freedom of speech after posting a list of banned words and phrases in the classroom. So not books, words and phrases that the students in his classroom couldn't use. Among them, Ohio and chat.
Like, well, that's because kids these days are using like slang. Like Ohio's like a slang for something.
Oh, should I look on Urban Dictionary? Is it like a naughty thing? Is it really?
Well, I don't know if it's naughty. See, they say like Ohio skibbity something or other. I don't know. My kids aren't old enough to be using this stuff.
And you're too old to even know this, but you know more than me. I don't see anything. The meaning behind. Oh, it is something. You're right. It's used to describe something weird.
Yeah. So kids have these like phrases and this slang that they're using, and I bet that the teacher was like just getting annoyed with it.
Mm. Oh, I've seen this word before, cringe. So it's replaced cringe.
Okay.
Cringe, strange, weird. Way to be cool still, JT. I like that.
They say something like skibbity toilet or something.
I've not
too.
Heard that one. See, my son won't tell
Google,
me this
Google
stuff.
That. Well, skibbity. Your son's probably too old for that, too.
Do you think so? Skibbity toilet?
Something like that.
Skibbity toilet, meaning. Are you on TikTok?
No, my wife is, though. Oh. If there's teenagers listening right now, they're getting it all wrong.
You guys are so uncool. It's a series of short videos about a war between human-headed toilets and camera-headed men.
No, that's not it.
That's what it says. The toilets chant a hypnotic song that goes skibbity, dop, 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 yes, yes. Okay. Is that it?
I don't know. We're not cool enough to know.
There's also, there's skibbity riz.
Yeah, okay, somebody
who's proficient at picking up girls.
Yeah,
and I did
like
read ahead before I read that out loud, FYI.
Well, okay, so the point is, do you feel like some words should not be allowed to be said in a school place? I think there's probably a whole bunch of words that probably shouldn't be said.
Well, I didn't realize there was different meanings to like Ohio and chat when I first saw this story as to why the teacher doesn't want him in the classroom. They can't talk about drugs or the Holocaust either. Why not the Holocaust? I mean, that's
history. Yeah, that's weird.
The Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression says the list is obnoxious, but the district says some language can disrupt the classroom or have a negative effect on other students. The poster, I guess there was a poster that was put up. The poster of the banned words in the classroom.
You maybe need to know, like, okay, if maybe the kids are like, talking about the Holocaust or making like jokes or something, and it's become like so prevalent in the classroom that you're like, okay, listen, we're not talking about the Holocaust anymore.
Yeah, you say it, and you say, and then you educate them, like, this is what the, if they don't know,
right.
Like, you have a learning moment with them, a teaching moment with them, telling them about the Holocaust, but.
Or if they were saying like Ohio, like every other word, it's like, okay, guys. No more.
Yeah.
We're not saying Ohio because anymore.
We were in seventh and eighth grade ourselves. Right. You know how obnoxious kids can be. But I mean, I don't know if this will stand up, this complaint in a court of law, accused of violating freedom of speech after posting the banned words and phrase. I mean.
You can't say anything you want everywhere you want.
Well, no, you can't.
That's the thing that people don't realize.
And in this day and age, people want to sue you for everything or complain about everything. I mean, to me, that's kind of dumb.
Well, that's just I'm just glad I'm not a school teacher. It's like hard enough to deal with my own
now
kids.
Now you guys all know he's cooler than me. He knew what Ohio meant. And
no, I don't know what it means. I just know that they're saying. I just know the kids are saying this.
My
stuff.
Son doesn't tell me anything. Although he's probably
he's too
out
old.
Of that demo. Yeah,
he's too old.
He's
for
out
that.
Of college, so I guess so. Let me see here. This shouldn't be a surprise. One of the most popular Christmas gifts this year, you know, smartwatches or people have the rings that track things, your heart rate, blood pressure. Experts say, well, they can be very useful. Just be careful because they're not exactly accurate. And one cardiologist is worried that it could lead to increased anxiety, unnecessary medical tests. They say the best use is to encourage people to exercise and not overthink what you're seeing result-wise.
My brother and sister-in-law, they've got a young child.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got that kid is like hooked up to every little – they've got a camera on it. They've got you know, the heart rate monitor thing that they clip on its toe before it goes to bed. I'm like, guys, you just got to like just – cool it.
I thought I saw a moose behind you, but it's just a bush.
He's going to be okay. Just let him sleep.
I saw that little foot. My next-door neighbor had that. That was the first time I had seen that. She's got like a one-and-a-half-year-old now. I had never seen that before. Carly and Milos don't have that on Zara.
I don't think it's weird to have the you know, every parent needs to do what they think is best.
Yeah.
And so if that's what they think is best, that's fine.
Well, and if your child has medical issues for some reason.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I guess. If you want, then those things, those
got,
little.
They've got their kid in the bedroom with them still, and they've got a camera on them.
Yeah.
When he naps and stuff. And I'm
yeah. Carly and Milos have the camera, too, because they can see what Zara's doing, and they can see that she's self-entertaining herself, and then they just let her play, and then she'll twist in the crib because she's rolling over now, and sometimes she gets her legs stuck.
Mm.
I think the cameras are pretty cool, actually, though. But
I just,
but you can't overthink and be overly,
I just
know
wait
I mean?
Till I hear my kid crying.
Yeah. Well,
and then I go, is this a cry that I need to go to, or is this a cry that I can ignore?
Exactly. That's exactly how we did it. We didn't even use a baby monitor.
Yeah, we don't have one.
You don't either?
No.
The Owlet, that's that dream sock thing mm-hmm. that you're talking about. I think I heard mixed reviews on whether that was actually good. But
because
yeah.
I feel like those things, you're going to be like constant. This is how you get anxiety, because you're going to be like, oh, this.
Yeah.
His heart rate's gone down.
Like,
what's happening?
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. Yeah, it tracks the baby's pulse, heart rate, oxygen. I mean, if the hospital gives you this because your child has some type of medical thing, then I get it. But you're right. Like, why would you want to overthink? You're probably not sleeping because you're concerned about the baby mm-hmm. and your child. No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. a hard no for me on that, too.
We have an O2 sensor, though, at our house because our... Our youngest son was in the hospital
three
or four times with RSV, and that is scary.
So how does that work then, the O2 sensor?
Well, it's
is
just
hooked
like,
to something? Or?
No, you just like put it on his finger.
Before bedtime? Or does
no,
he sleep?
No, it's not one that we use regularly. It's
just,
like,
just when you think you need to check it.
Yeah, because any time he gets sick, it's better now, but like for a while there, any time he got a cold or any type of sickness, it's like, oh, here we go again.
Yeah.
And so then we'd start getting worried about his oxygen levels. And so then we'd check here and there. And,
okay.
You know, you kind of hear his breathing like.
Yeah. Poor little guy. No, I get that. Like I said, if there's some kind of medical issue and the hospital advises this or doctor advises it, I get it. But yeah, with this other stuff, you're overthinking everything and creating extra anxiety.
We'll still do the like NEB treatments once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we just did one on him. Over the holidays.
Poor little guy.
Because he's got a bit of a cold. And it's like, it's interesting because our four-year-old, you know, no real issues.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he gets sick and it's like, okay, suck it up, man.
Yeah.
And then our two-year-old, it's like, he gets sick and we're like.
Didn't he get RSV when he was just a few weeks old?
Yeah.
Or something? Yeah.
Yeah.
And that,
so his lungs are.
They have work to
kind
do.
Of, yeah. Any kind of sickness.
Yeah.
And he like struggles. So.
Yeah. I get that. He'll outgrow it though. He's going to.
I hope so.
He's gonna be beating up his brother pretty quick if
he already does that. He's feisty.
I like that.
I should show you a picture. My sister got the whole family yesterday these like matching shirts, and they all said like something about us.
Yeah.
And his was I forget what it said. It's like he's the one who's gonna like toss the tinsel or something. He's a little spicy.
I like that, though. Yeah. Good for him. He's going to fight for himself. It is 8:25. We're going to be heading to the American Ag Network shortly. Then Ronnie slides in. We find out what's coming up in the Coffee Club today. 8:28, Ronnie Lee from the Coffee Club joining us in studio this morning. Good morning to you, Ronnie.
Good morning. Good morning. Something I hope a lot of us got for Christmas, some bread.
We did. My neighbor Katie made a beautiful sourdough bread, and she even put the design of Christmas trees on the outside of it.
Is that the kind of bread you're talking about?
Well, no, that bread, too, because we had some great bread from the fine folks over there at Breadsmith. We had some gift platters from Great Harvest Bread, but yeah,
that
the
bread green, money,
the green bread, yeah, yeah, exactly.
Nobody gave me any money.
I did win on the Mega Millions, but apparently no one won the giant.
What did
jackpot.
You win? $1, $2,
$6.
Nice work.
Just Look, enough to buy another one.
I spent $3 and I got $6. So yeah, just enough to buy another ticket.
Huh.
So, but yeah, one ticket with the. Mega Ball is $3, and apparently the drawing, whenever that is coming up here, is it tonight or Friday? It's another time this week, but the next drawing is $1.15 billion.
Hmm.
That's a few dollars.
Yeah, yeah. Cash payout, I thought I saw on the electronic thing, was like 500 and something million if you took the cash option.
Heck yeah, take the money and run.
Would you tell anyone if you won?
No. I would be about as anonymous. You would probably never hear from me again. You know?
I would like,
because otherwise you get all these cousins I never knew I had.
No, I've always said this, like, I don't buy them very often, but if I ever won it was like multiple millions, I'd make every one of my siblings a millionaire.
That's what I told my wife too.
Maybe they don't want it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I would. You know, my immediate family. It's like, you know, here's a little honorarium for you. Do whatever the heck you want with it.
Zip your lip and don't tell anybody anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are we doing on the show today? I get to hang out with you.
Yeah, well, I know Christine typically comes in on Thursdays, and I'm going to Reese and Riley's Olive Oil and Bistro Bar. I know they had a great Christmas party the week before Christmas for the kids. So we'll probably see Christine potentially. I'm not sure, I guess, because it is the day right after Christmas, but I presume she's going to be in. Typically we have music on Thursdays at DJ's Lounge, but I didn't see a performer scheduled, so they may have
I'm proud of you for knowing it's Thursday today.
Yes, yes. So they may have, you know, not planned anything just because it's the day right after Christmas or something like that. But outside of that, you know, we'll wing it a little bit. And then I know we got Crash coming in tomorrow for Veterans Friday, so...
Okay.
You know, so Thursday will be the day after Christmas, and I got a question of the day up in the Coffee Club Facebook page. What's something really neat, and that could be any, you know, variation, something to you, but what's something really neat that you think you got for Christmas?
Very cool. All right, well, stay tuned. I'll hang out with Ronnie in the Coffee Club. JT, thank you.
See you tomorrow.
Yep, bright and early, buddy.
I'll be there.
Buddy, we're best friends now, 8:32.